United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Thank you. Because if you look out here today, right here, right now, I think that what they're saying in this song is absolutely, absolutely correct. Well, anyway, good morning. You're listening in the mornings with Tracy and Friends. And it's me, Jeff, here in the air chair to start it out today. And we'll be pinch hitting until Tracy gets in here. And we're going to talk about whatever's on your mind, and we'll have a guest here a little bit later today as well, and we'll explore what our guest has to say. We're broadcasting live on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dials, on WSOM 600 AM on your iHeart radio dial. And I'd like to say to anybody else that would like to listen and that can hear my voice right now, check us out at the WSOM site, and you will be able to get a WSOM app where you can hear us and interact with us, et cetera, et cetera. Just go to WSOM600AM, I believe, .com, and you will see the situation that we're talking about that will help you join us daily and join in on the conversation. Well, a ball of confusion, yes, it is. It is a ball of confusion out there today. Lots of stuff happening today. We have Taliban switch that we had over that was not run through Congress, and we're beginning to see that the reason why it did not go through Congress is because they knew good and doggone well it would never make it through Congress with how this stuff was going to look. I don't know why the president did this. I think that he thinks that he's going to curry favor with terrorists. But if you look at your national news situations and you watch how the Taliban is responding to the release of these five superior officers, you're going to find out that they think that this is a huge victory over the United States and that the United States is the great Satan, and they have outwitted them in getting this done. I told you some time ago that in the Quran, they have passages about what you do to the infidel. And the infidel is anybody that does not believe in Allah. They believe that they have to force you to believe in Allah. That's what radical Islam is about. It's about spreading itself across the world, forcing people to bow the knee to Allah. Like the young lady then married a Christian man, or married a Muslim man, and they were going to kill her. They had her imprisoned where she had a child, and they were going to murder her, execute her, because of Sharia law, because that's not allowed. She would not deny her faith in God. And so she had to, in their eyes, she had to die. There's no tolerance in this, people. Understand that. No tolerance. But here, in the great wisdom of the Obama administration, and they're trying to, look, I know that some people are convinced. Some people are going to be thoroughly convinced that he was correct in doing what he did. And that, oh, it ain't nothing different than what Bush did, whatever Bush never did, anything like this. But that's what you'll hear, because people don't know. They're not informed. They don't read. They don't look at news. They don't look at the past and what actually happened. They live in sound bites. So now we're in this sound bite, and we have Mr. Bergdahl, who was a sergeant in the army in Afghanistan, decides that he's disillusioned with the war. He leaves a note, I'm going to start a new life. Takes his backpack, flashlight, cell phone, and a compass. Calls back to the base the next day and says, guess what? That I want you to send my stuff home to my parents. Oh, it gets crazier after that. Now you have the parent, the father, who immerses himself in the life of the Taliban, learns how to speak the language of the Taliban, also starts communicating between himself and the Taliban, saying how he's going to evangelize to get all Guantanamo prisoners released. Now, after you release these five, you have nothing really more to worry about, because these five were the worst, most dangerous of the Taliban that have ever been captured. They've been there for 12 years. Then all of a sudden, we made this deal and we couldn't wait because Mr. Bergdahl's health is at risk. What was his health risk? And how do you know he had a health risk? He's been gone for 5 years. How do you know? Why did you do this? This makes no sense whatsoever. This is craziness. This is getting yourself in a situation that's surely going to end in disaster. Because these guys now believe Allah is on their side. You reinvigorated the Taliban. You reinvigorated because their leaders have come back from captivity. Surely Allah, the magnificent, beneficent Allah has seen fit to release them. So now, Allahu Akbar, as they continue on their rampages to force you to believe what they, or you don't even have to believe it, but you better confess it. You better confess Allah.
Hey, Jeff.
Understand something, my friends. I'm so serious about this because this is the stupidity and the craziness which we tried to tell you. I'm not telling you that the Republicans offered you things that were something that was good that you wanted to see. That may not have been. But you have to start looking at this right now for what it is.
Hey, Jeff.
330212, you're in there.
Hey, Jeff. Man, you hit the nail right on the head, Jeff. I mean, if they knew that he was in poor health, then they must have known where he was. If that's the case, then why did it take them 5 years to get him?
The Pentagon never went after him, Eric, because they knew. That's right. It's a big lie, and once again, has been perpetrated upon the general population. And the people are sitting here and guarantee you, just like what Diva did yesterday when she said, yeah, well, I'd vote for him again. They're brain dead. Brain dead. Sorry to say.
And his father speaking fluent Arabic, that's troubling.
Fluent with the beard, all of that. Got the beard going. Now,
and how
if
you,
he was...
How do you forget to speak English?
First of all, how do you go start a new life in the midst of people that will blow themselves up to kill you and think that that's a good thing to do? Hey, if I'm gonna go AWOL, I'm going to Switzerland. I'm going to Switzerland. This is craziness. This is too much. This is too much.
Yeah, it sticks to high heaven.
Well, I think this marks the end of the Obama presidency because they won't be taken seriously anywhere else. He's over in Poland now talking about we're gonna have things here. We're gonna show our force with our allies over here, as if they care. As if anybody cares. They don't care.
Yeah, at this point, the guy has no credibility at this point.
None whatsoever. This is the most foolish thing I've ever seen anybody do. This is like, the people outside your house want to break in and take everything, and you say, well, you know what? If I just let them in, they may reason with me, and they just take a little bit, take some of this stuff and that stuff. They come in and take everything.
Yeah.
We got to go to break here in a couple seconds and pay some bills.
Jeff.
Hold on, Eric.
Here we go again.
Yeah, you're going to go, and we're going to do it real good after these messages. So you sit right there. You want to follow this crazy president down to the pit of hell, you go right ahead.
Here we go again.
If I got to go, I'm going screaming. See you back on the other side of these messages.
Can you put the commercial off, Jeff, so we can talk?
Boardman Frame House Gallery.
Thank you.
A professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist, and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mart Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Savin Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Savin Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Savin Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Savin Barbecue Sauce. The cool couple of.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a couple of.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austintown designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Michael Savage. I used to like the title Steppenwolf by Hermann Hesse, once a very popular book. It always signified to me all of the different stages of all of our lives. And if you've been around a while and you had many different lives or incarnations, you're very lucky to see the world as it really is, as opposed to through rose-colored glasses, as it isn't.
Weekdays from 3 to 6 on News Talk 600.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
Revolution, gun control, the sound of soap. Shooting rockets to the moon, kids going up to zoom. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
More taxes! That's what we need! More taxes! Come on, we got them yesterday when the EPA regulations went in without congressional approval as well. I just want you to know that as well, because that's going to be $50 billion out of your economy that's not doing anything right now. Obama's still waiting for the rich people to throw their money into the ring so he can take it, and they're not doing it, so I'm wondering what is going on with it. But here, let me read a couple things before, because we're getting ready. We're going to have guests here pretty soon. And let me read a couple things. First of all, the military is now hiding Mr. Bergdahl from being able to be seen anywhere from public view.
New York Times says that Mr. Bergdahl left a note explaining desertion before going AWOL. Pentagon knew where he was but didn't risk rescue for deserter because they knew what he was, period. They never, ever listed you. Okay. They never did list you as a a POW. He never was listed as that. But you know what? They said that this is an impeachable offense, which if that happens or anywhere near it, then you're talking about Mark, who comes on Thursdays with us at times every other Thursday, was absolutely correct in saying that there's going to be something really that would push this cat right out. We're looking for one of our guests to call in here. Should be calling in here at 9:30. And they haven't called in yet. But, Stanley, I'm going to let you have your go at it. After all of this craziness that you just heard.
Oh, boy.
Jeffrey Cuban says Obama clearly broke the law. His father says, I'm still working to free all Guantanamo prisoners. Alu Akbar. Okay? Okay. Now, Stanley, talk to me.
Mm-hmm. No, the problem I have is you have a different vision of this. You think we should attack all the countries. We should be invade the
country. No, I don't. No, let's stop right there, Stanley. Okay, I shut you off, Stanley, because I'm not going to put up with the craziness. Because he's crazy.
Yeah,
he's just as loony as the decision that was made the other day. And so... So now we will do this, and we're gonna figure this out, okay? But Stanley, go ahead. Hold on, let me pull you back up, and then we will get this together for you. Okay, Stanley.
Sorry,
That's not what I asked for at all.
I do not agree the way you want us to do it. I agree the way he's doing it. I prefer in diplomacy. I prefer talking to the people. I prefer that way. You want to do wars. I don't want to do that, period. You believe that basically those people – wait, you believe that those people are going to basically want to kill us, do this and that. Not all Muslim wants to kill us. Not all.
Did nobody say that?
You just said it this morning.
No, I didn't.
They're going to kill us. They're going to be infidel.
Do you want me to shut you up again, Stanley? No.
Go ahead.
Not what I said. That's a lie. Radical Islamists want to kill you, and they are going to kill you because that's what they believe.
Yeah,
that's their belief system.
It only took 19 of them to kill 3,000 people on 9/11. So
that's right.
But the problem is with 9/11. The problem with 9/11, we never asked the question of saying why did they attack us, and we never went to their country.
Yes, we did. We knew why.
No, we didn't.
Listen, we gotta go. We gotta have some guests come in right now.
What did we do?
And we're gonna mute you just for a minute. And after our guest is here, we may bring this back up or something else. But the thing is we'll be able to talk about it. This is Morning with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back after we take a quick pause for the cause, and we're going to play a commercial or two, and then we'll be back with our guest that is going to be, it disappeared. So we'll be right back in just a few seconds.
This is Henry Nemmons, inviting you to shop Nemmons IGA on the Square in Canfield, the Lincoln Knowles Plaza, or Crate Street in Struthers. Nemmons IGA meats are USDA choice. Nemmons Bakery makes all cakes from scratch, the very best Italian bread in town. Nemmons IGA, quality you deserve. Quality, selection, and value. That's Nemmons IGA.
Barbara Keegan with your headline news. The Ohio Department of Transportation is making the safety of road workers a top priority. While crews work on resurfacing 8 miles of State Route 11 in southern Mahoning County, the speed limit will be 60 miles per hour. It used to be 70. The project is expected to be finished in early August. There are reduced speed limit signs along the north and southbound lanes reminding drivers of the change. Charges are expected to be filed in a traffic crash involving 10 members of the Army National Guard. It happened near Camp Ravenna in Newton Falls, where the van was heading to. Troopers say a semi went through a red light, hit a Toyota, and also the van. The van with the guardsmen inside rolled over. They were all taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Two inside the Toyota were also hospitalized. The driver of the semi wasn't hurt. And two suspects are in custody after an attempted theft of shrimp at the Sparkle Market in Boardman yesterday. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Steel Outdoor Power Equipment is as dependable and hardworking as the people who use it. People like firefighter Dan Eddy.
I love steel products. We use them on my job with the fire department. I use them at home.
This season, dependable steel trimmers start at just $129.95. Hardworking steel blowers start at just $149.95. Visit steeldealers.com. All prices BESSRP at participating dealers.
Visit Homeworth Sales and Service on Georgetown Road in Homeworth. 330-525-7161. Online at homeworthsales.com.
Drowning in credit card debt?
Realize credit counseling only lowers interest and takes up to 7 years?
Thinking about bankruptcy, but found out the new bankruptcy law forces you to repay your debt and may ruin your credit for 10 years.
If yes, and you don't want to risk your property or your future, and you need fast debt relief, call the U.S. Financial Management My Debt Negotiation Program.
My Debt Negotiation paid off my bills in only 36 months and helped me avoid bankruptcy.
Get the superior solution to bankruptcy in credit counseling.
I reduced my debt by 70% and with one low monthly payment.
And harassing collection calls.
I was afraid to answer the phone until My Debt Negotiation stopped the hassle once and for all.
Restore your credit.
We finally bought our dream house.
Stop overpaying credit card companies today. Grab a pen and take this number down. 1-800-563-1283. The call is free. The money you'll save is real. Don't wait another day to resolve your problem. 1-800-563-1283. Hurry before the new law doubles your minimum monthly payments. Call 1-800-563-1283 now.
The women of Warren and the surrounding areas now have a choice for affordable glamour. Charlie's Consignment Boutique on East Market Street in Warren has a fine selection of reasonably priced women's clothing, as well as clothes for men and children. You'll also find a great selection of shoes for everyone. Our consignment shop stocks jewelry and accessories and cosmetics by Mary Kay. Charlie's Consignment Boutique in Warren. Call 330-766-5778 now to schedule a complimentary facial. 408 East Market Street in Warren.
Are you trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Call 800-942-0697. 800-942-0697.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Like the game line or something, weird line though. Tracy, you know, just put us to watch.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space with the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Good afternoon, good morning, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on the SOM AM 600. It's 36 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock here, and we're glad to have you with us. I've got a guest on with me, and they're from MedWorks, and there's going to be a medical and dental clinic that's going to happen at the Lord McCoy Health Center over in Warren. And good morning, I believe. Mary, are you there? Good morning. Hello? Hello? I'm looking, there's a person from MedWorks that's going to call in. 409? Hello? Well, good morning, Jeff. Thanks for hanging out. I've lost him. Okay. Hello? 216? Well, I'll try again. Hello?
Well, I'm happy.
She's probably doing somebody's teeth while they're waiting.
Hello?
There?
Yeah, you hear?
Yes,
no,
sir,
I can't
hear you.
Can
you hear me?
I can hear you now. I've got a loud, there's an echo in the call.
Oh, okay, hang on. Tracy, is that better?
Yes, that's much better.
Okay,
is this
Carrie
Mary?
Clark. It's
Hi, Carrie,
Clark.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Sorry it took a minute to connect.
So how are you this morning? I'm glad.
I'm great. Yeah, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell us a little bit about what's getting ready to happen here at the Lloyd McCoy. You guys are giving out free medical and dental, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. We are. We are coming to town on Saturday, and we will be at the Lloyd McCoy Health Center. And our doctors, we have all volunteer doctors and nurses and support people coming to help us out to give some free medical and dental care.
And this is going to be this upcoming Saturday, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. That's right. Saturday from 9 until 2. And our doctors are seeing patients all day. We have free mammograms, and we have some excellent doctors who are happy to come in and do a physical and talk to our patients about just whatever is happening with them. We're also going to dispense free pharmacy for individuals who, you know, when they talk to their doctor, find out that they have, you know, maybe high blood pressure or some diabetes or some other issue that needs pharmacy. So we'll be dispensing free pharmacy.
Now, there are a lot of clinics that happen, and, you know, I want to talk a little bit about what's going to make this one different, because this clinic that's happening over at Lloyd McCoy, you actually have physicians that are medical practicing physicians that are going to be there in assistance and helping people.
That's right. We have some of the best doctors in the area who come, and they volunteer their time. So we are able to see a high volume of people in a short amount of time, and we do it all for free. So while our patients come in and they can, you know, we take some basic information, people can be assured that no one asks any questions about financial qualifications or where you live or anything. We get, you know, basic information so we can follow up if there's issues that we need to call them afterward about or connect them with further services. But otherwise, it's really unconditional care. No questions asked. Our doctors are just there to help people feel better about whatever is going on with them.
Tell us a little bit about MedWorks. MedWorks. I'll talk a little bit. And One Health Ohio.
Okay, so
talk
MedWorks.
A little bit about MedWorks.
Yep, so MedWorks is, we've been operating for about 5 years in the greater Cleveland area and have come out to Youngstown and now Warren. We've been in Geauga. But basically what we're doing is we are moving around Northeast Ohio with volunteer doctors, and we're setting up comprehensive clinics where our doctors can see patients and provide end-to-end care, so patients can come in and get free care. We also do free vision and free dental clinics, which happens sporadically throughout the year. But what we have found is that our doctors provide such a great environment that patients just come out and feel so comfortable and so warm about their experience and finally get a lot of their questions asked, that we get asked over and over again by facilities to come out and bring our doctors and bring our services to their location. And so when we partner with an organization like One Health Ohio, who is in the community, they're there all the time. So that's a fixed facility who provides care for the uninsured and underinsured all the time, 365 days a year. But we come in and we partner so we can raise awareness of all the great things that are happening at Lloyd McCoy Health Center. So, you know, Lloyd McCoy has dental care, they have medical care, they have pharmacy. So when our patients come in and they're able to get this free care, they then see also what a great facility Lloyd McCoy is, and hopefully then return to Lloyd McCoy for their ongoing needs.
And you're going to have general physician exams, dental extraction?
Yeah, that's
which
right.
Means if I have,
so ask, yeah, go ahead.
I mean, you know, dental extractions, dental is kind of big.
That's
dental is huge. In fact, Tracy, I have to say we've had such an overwhelming response that our appointments are full. So we are taking a waiting list, but it is such a need because, as we know, people who don't have insurance, people who have insurance oftentimes don't have adequate dental insurance. So a lot of our patients prolong getting, you know, the routine care that they might need for dental, and they and to the point where we actually have to pull the tooth. So our patients come in and they're in a lot of pain, really, and our doctors can take care of it. We prescribe an antibiotic, and oftentimes our patients are so grateful just to be out of pain. So, but that is a big endeavor. We X-ray the patients. And then we'll do the extraction and treat, any other condition.
I don't have
condition.
Dental. I don't have dental.
You don't? Right. A lot of people don't.
Tracy. I don't have dental.
Yeah. That's right, Tracy.
Are you doing teeth cleaning, too?
Well, Tracy, I'll tell you this is our first time in the Warren area, but it's really true. We really want to come back and offer more comprehensive dental services because this is such a need. As you say, you don't have dental. Many, many, many people don't have dental. Many people, even if they do have dental, have a really high copay. So we find that we really want to be able to provide more preventive care. So we would love to be able to come back and offer a clinic where we're doing cleanings. So that is our goal, is to be able to keep coming back. That's right.
And you guys are doing mammograms also?
We are doing mammograms. So we have enough to do a certain amount on site. We still have some available. And then what we have is referrals for free mammograms additionally on other days. So once our mammograms are finished on site, we will be able to refer for another free mammogram at another date.
Wow.
really soon. But yeah, it's great. It's terrific. Really, we're just bringing available services all under one roof. So people can come in, like I said, get the care they need, get their questions asked, and get referrals to services that are right there in your community.
And let me also say this. I see that there's going to be ACA Medicaid counselors there.
Mm-hmm.
Affordable Health Care Act and Medicaid counselors, with the expansion of Medicaid, a lot of people who were not a part of it are now eligible for it.
Uh-huh.
And
that's right.
This is an opportunity for you to come out, get checked out. And let me say this, One Health Ohio and the Lloyd McCoy Center, it's a phenomenal center.
That's
and
right.
If you don't
beautiful.
Know where it is absolutely beautiful. You will not realize, it's not like you're going to be standing in line in this cold, non-warm, sterile environment. It's a very warm, inviting, comfortable, classy environment.
That's right.
That you will be able to get services in that are reasonable or to this on this day free.
That's
and
right.
So
you're
don't think that
right.
you're going to be going to a place where it has tents and going to have, cubicles, because that's not what the Lloyd McCoy Center is. It is a fully functional medical center that's geared towards people who need medical care. So you're not going to tents and cots, and that's not what this clinic is. So
no.
I want everyone to understand that.
That's right. That's a great point to make, too. It is absolutely pristine there, and that's what they do. They're dedicated to providing that service. They do a great job, and we just hope we can bring some people out and introduce them to that center and all the wonderful things that they have there, as you say, ongoing and at low cost to the individuals.
And if you need to make an appointment at the CSUM service, if you need a mammogram, she's already said that the dental care is actually filled. But if you want to get on the waiting list, you can. Why don't you give them a call right now at 330-259-1424. Again, that number is 330-259-1424. And you can call, make an appointment, see what they have to offer. Now, walk-ins are welcome for your glucose and your HIV screening, your lab, your pharmacy, and the other body mass index, all those other services that they're going to offer that day. But for specialized services, you need to call and make an appointment so that they can be prepared for you, so that you don't have to stay there all day long waiting, so that you don't want to be just sitting around waiting for hours at a time to get a mammogram.
That's right,
so
Tracy.
You want to call.
That's exactly right. Yes, please. It would be great to know that you're coming. And you know, we really do try to help people move through their appointments quickly. So we have a lot of support staff volunteers who really help make the process as quick as possible. So exactly like you say, people don't come in and spend their entire day waiting to see the doctor. We really want it to be just the same experience as you would have as an insured patient or coming to see your doctor. We try our hardest. Sometimes there is a wait, but we do try hard.
And I will say this, it's going to be a great day out there. Every event that I've gone to that has been inside of the Lloyd McCoy and on One Health Ohio, it's been a classy day. I was there a couple weeks ago for a breast cancer awareness. It was absolutely wonderful. And it's just a good, it's a lot of fun, a lot of camaraderie. So you don't feel as though that you are going to a doctor's office. You're just going out to see about yourself, get some things checked on you. And getting, you know, early detection will save your life and save you a lot of pain and heartache and headache for you and your family.
Well,
and
that's right. And that's right. So that goes with our mammograms. It also goes, Tracy, with all of our individuals that we see who come in who have high blood pressure. We see that we find that, you know, maintaining the medications and keeping track of it or keeping track of your diabetes, that can become an expensive endeavor, or that is something that is more difficult to, you know, keep up with. So our doctors love to take time and explain all the different ways that we can take care of the patients. We'd love to hook them up with free pharmacies for the day, but also the low-cost pharmacy that's available all the time at Lloyd McCoy. So that's really what we're hoping to do. So we're, you know, our patients who come in and they have these chronic conditions and that are, that can be expensive to maintain. And what we find is, you know, this just keeps our communities healthier. We're just able to make, you know, get people healthy and keep them healthy. That's our goal.
Well, I am so excited about you guys coming to the Lloyd McCoy. Lloyd McCoy is located, let me give you the address for people that, so that you don't know where that's located. Do you have it in front of you, Carrie?
I sure
do.
There it is. It is 1977, not Niles Road Southeast. And that is in Warren.
And so you just go straight out. It's going to be from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Again, it is 1977 Niles Road, Southeast in Warren. And get there. You know, you can come and go as you need to. But make sure you give yourself at least an hour and a half to be there. You'll find that you'll need that hour and a half of time to be there for, even if you know, you're not going to get all the screenings, just to spend some time to see all of the exhibits, to get all the screenings that you might need, and to give you some time so that you won't be rushed and they won't be rushed with you.
That's right.
Well, listen, I thank you so much, Carrie, for spending this time with us.
Oh, thanks for having us. We're so excited to come out. And like you say, it's going to be a great day. Our volunteers are really excited about it. We think we're happy to come and looking forward to a good day.
Hey, Eric, are you there?
Yes, I am there, Tracy.
Now, that's out in your neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah, and I want to say, anybody that's listening out there, it is, like she said, it is a very nice facility.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? And let me also say this, those people that are out there and that live in the Warren Niles area, please take advantage of the Lloyd McCoy Center.
Mm-hmm.
They have some wonderful physicians there, some wonderful nursing staff. There's a great medical facility.
Very caring
and
people. Yeah.
Absolutely. They are there because they care. And so you'll find out that you will feel well when you come home, if you don't feel there well when you get there. And so please come out and do that. Again, Carrie, I thank you so much. Did I miss anything?
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. I think it's important to note also this whole, you know, the healthcare reform and all these questions about expanded Medicaid. You pointed this out before. We'll have people there who can really talk to patients about what it might mean for them. So a lot of times our individuals who come in actually qualify for programs that they weren't aware of. So that's another important connection that we're hoping to make on Saturday for folks and talk people through what exactly they're eligible for.
So remember, it is this upcoming Saturday. It's going to start at 9 a.m. It's located at the Lloyd McCoy Health Center. The address is 1977 Niles Road, Southeast. To make an appointment for mammograms, to be on the waiting list for the dental clinics, you want to call them. And that number is 330-259-1424. Again, that number is 330-259-1424.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Tracy. Have a good
and
day.
Have a wonderful day. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I'm going to take my break. I will be right back.
Challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years' experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
Do you have pain, migraine headaches, or digestive upsets? Or you just feel like your immune system is weak? Call Dr. Matt Mason at Mason Wellness, 330-219-6250, or visit our website at masonwellness.com.
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back again, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I went to the Boy Scouts breakfast this morning. That's why I was running late. And it was very, very, very nice. And I will say this, if you have young men in your house, young boys in your house, you need to get your young boys inside of a scouting program. It is good for them. It teaches them good skills. There are, if you're a part of Youngstown City Schools, if you do not have a scouting branch inside of your schools, you can ask for it, and they will gladly come and do that.
Yeah.
And Jeff, guess what?
Yeah.
I won't be here Friday.
Yeah.
And you're going to have company.
Who's coming?
Alex is coming.
What?
AJ is coming.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, but you're going to have company without me.
That's fine.
You're going to be okay with my company?
Yes, of course.
But Alex is coming.
I know how to do it with company.
Alex is coming to town. Now, listen, I want you and Alex to behave. And Diva, I want you all to behave because I need to have a show to come back to on Monday. Now, can y'all make that happen?
Okay. We'll talk about, let me see. I don't know what we'll talk about because I'm flabbergasted today. I just don't know what to think.
Why are you flabbergasted, Jeff? You act like you're surprised by stuff going on.
I'm surprised by this particular thing.
Why?
I mean,
why?
I didn't know. This is way over. This is past anything that has ever been.
undone
no,
before.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
No.
You know, the first of all, you killed probably about
six men.
I mean, yesterday when you did the EPA regs, you killed all those jobs.
Yeah.
And then today, you know, when you find out the real deal behind this, Stanley calls it diplomacy. That this is diplomacy. You got to be crazy to release these five guys on the world.
Why? I mean, listen. I heard this morning. I was up early because Boy Scouts get up early and have breakfast.
Mm-hmm. I'm giving you my early Scout sign.
Scout, together.
Yeah.
That's peace.
Yeah, I got you.
That's hippie. That's
no. I got it. Back together. John Kerry.
This is. You know. You just. Relax.
I'm crazy.
Did he come in like this morning?
She wasn't there.
Stanley, who's here?
Stanley heard me.
Stanley, did he come in like this morning?
Oh, yeah. We had a good talk this morning.
So, Eric, he came in just like this, didn't he? All full of fire.
No, I wasn't fired up. I'm nonplussed. This is like...
Jeff, listen. This is what you do when you end a war.
Mm-hmm.
You let your prisoners go. I heard that this morning. I don't know what's the problem. When at the end of a war,
let my prisoners go.
You let the prisoners go, and so no matter who it is, if you've got the president, you let them all go because the war is over. It's all done. Don't worry about it.
Obama said to the Taliban, "Let my prisoner go."
Jeff. Listen.
Go down.
No, Moses. No. Listen, it's already over. I'm over it now.
Down to the Taliban.
No. Over it now. So it's over, Jeff.
It's over now.
It's over. And so when it's over, you let the people go. Now hold on. Don't say. Now listen. You got to understand how this works. You know, when at the end of it, you let the king go. But see, now, this is the problem. And I got to take a break, but I got 30 seconds to say this. Listen. When Saul went to war, God told him to kill everything.
Everything.
And he said, I can't kill it all. Them look like some good chickens. And he didn't kill it all. And it got him into a lot of trouble. So guess what? You don't let sleeping dogs fly. Because they some good people. And that don't mean you no harm no more. They realized they went home with their tail between their legs, and they were so happy to go home, they threw a party,
uh-huh.
And they were very humble about leaving. So don't worry about it. I'll be right back. I got to take my top of the hour break. I know that's too many breaks in one day, but, you know, y'all got to just deal with it. We'll be right back.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Top of that. Lincoln, who the president aspires to or claims to be like, was a man who was assassinated before the end of the war and never gave anything back. And FDR himself died in office and also never had the opportunity to give things back. And I'm thinking that leaves George Herbert Walker Bush, whom the left despises. That leaves Nixon, whom the left obviously loves and adores. You know, you can go back to Thomas Jefferson, I think, with the Barbary Pirates, who at the end of his conflict,
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. More questions about the capture and release of Sergeant Bo Bergdahl in Afghanistan. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey says the Army could still pursue an investigation that could lead to desertion charges against Bergdahl. His former roommate, Army Specialist Cody Full.
He knew what he was doing when he deserted us. It was premeditated. It was thought out. He was not captured. He was not... forcefully taken off the base. He left on his own accord.
As for the five militants released from Guantanamo Bay to the Gulf state of Qatar, says ABC's Jonathan Carl.
The White House says that the president received personal assurances from the government of Qatar that they would not go back into the fight. And today the president said that if they did go back into the fight, and he acknowledged that as a possibility, that the United States would not hesitate to go after them again.
President Obama in Poland says the U.S. is poised to boost its military presence in Europe at a cost of up to $1 billion, more troops and equipment being added as tensions with Russia over Ukraine heat up. Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Marino is joining thousands of other retired football players suing the NFL over concussions.
Marino gets the first down with a rocket.
Dan Marino is known for throwing passes.
Roll out and he's hit.
He also took his share of hits during a Hall of Fame career that continued into the broadcast booth. Now Marino says in a new lawsuit he may have suffered long-term effects from violence in the game and dangers the league ignored. No comment from the NFL, which has agreed to settle other concussion claims for nearly $800 million. Marino and more than a dozen other retired players say they're entitled to an unspecified damage award and medical monitoring because not all their potential symptoms have surfaced. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The titan of the egg industry, Jack DeCoster, his son, and the Iowa company they ran are expected to plead guilty today to federal food safety violations stemming from the 2010 Salmonella outbreak. This is ABC News.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-95-STEEL.
Call now to lock in your price.
866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Eight states holding primaries today. Nominations for the Senate are on the ballot in seven states. Governors' races in five states, including California. ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
On the GOP side, it's almost a dead heat here between Republicans Neil Kashkari and Tim Donnelly, according to a new USC LA Times poll, but it's tough to be a Republican running for office in the very Democratic state of California. The poll finds current Governor Jerry Brown has a huge lead. 50% of likely voters say they will cast ballots today for the Democratic incumbent. It's an open primary here. If he's reelected in the fall, it will be Brown's fourth term as governor. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Home prices rose in April compared with a year earlier, according to CoreLogic, but the increase was the smallest annual gain in 14 months.
Safe Auto is always there to help you online or through their mobile app. Put the right car insurance at the right price wherever and whenever you need it. You need your car whenever you need your car. Life doesn't stop. Safe Auto gets it. Click, call, and enjoy the road ahead.
Are you an embarrassment on the dance floor? Do you confuse state capitals, make runny scrambled eggs, and read too many celebrity gossip magazines? Do you drink milk straight from the carton, think trigonometry is a planet, and snore louder than a Kodiak bear?
And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on the WSLM AM 600. Got Jeff in studio with me today. Want to thank him for starting the show without hanging out with the Boy Scouts today, and that was kind of cool. And I suggest that if you have a young man in around in your home, in your care, your grandchild, find a scouting program and put them in it. You can't go wrong. Jeff, Covina, man, we need to go to Warren. Oh, go to Covina, West Covina and Covina, California.
Mm-hmm.
He need to quit drinking water.
When did you talk to Covina, man?
I'm looking at him in the chat room.
Oh.
White supremacy is not even offering dental insurance for Uncle Tom services. What? I said I didn't have dental insurance. Do you understand?
What does that even mean?
I just don't get it. Hello?
What does that even mean?
I wrote a song years ago. You got to give up your slave mind. Exchange it for a new kind.
I don't get it.
got a friend of mine here. He's not in studio yet. They're outside taking pictures, but he's a photographer. His name is Ronson McDowell, and he has Ronson's original. And he did some photo work for us here in the studio, and he's going to come in and talk to us. Again, he's been working with me for the last couple weeks, trying to make me look halfway decent. And Jeff and getting us all here. I don't know. He has to come back, you know,
okay.
Because we still don't have you and everyone in the picture.
Okay.
You know that, right?
No, I didn't know that.
You remember you weren't here when Ben was here and Ben left?
I didn't see Ben in any of the pictures.
I know.
Okay.
We only have one with Ben. So there's Ben in this one and you in this one. So how am I going to get the crew all together?
When we schedule the party, have him come to the
look
party.
Look at that.
Did you hear what I said?
Look at that.
No, that wasn't my fault. Look, I had the Poseidon Adventure at my house.
I ain't got nothing to do with your water.
I see that.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
We're all in the same women. It was like we swapped one out. It was like your twin turned white.
You could Photoshop me in there, right over Ben's shoulder, in between Mark and Ben.
Minty says there's no such thing as white supremacy. Doggone it.
Well, yes, there is, Minty. Sorry.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I know Jeff is itching to get to the military.
That's
thing.
All right.
I got a question for you.
I'm done.
Minty called in yesterday about the – Minty, are you there? No, she's not there. What happened to the little kid? Did they find the man who stabbed the little kids in the elevator yesterday? I want to know that.
I didn't see.
Did you see the news yesterday?
Hey, Tracy.
Which part?
Hold on, Eric. Did you see where there was a robbery
around the corner from the station?
there was a robbery. There was a robbery at the grocery store.
Right.
A man stole a bag of shrimp, and the security guard started shooting down the
street. No, that ain't what happened.
That ain't what happened.
Do you know the little guy that's out there? The little security guard guy.
No, I don't. All I know is
he was
shooting at the car because the man stole some shrimp.
No! That ain't what happened.
What happened, Jeff?
The man tried to run him over.
No.
Yeah.
No, Jeff.
He came at him with the car.
Jeff.
And
Bill
said, and he pulled his gun out.
He stole a shrimp. That's how it happened.
Well, that's what he did. He stole shrimp,
and the man tried to chase him down, and I can't help that. The man tried to chase him down, and he pulled out his revolver and started shooting at the man with a bag of shrimp.
Don't mess with a cat under 5 foot tall. I'm just telling you like that with a gun. If you got a gun and he's less than 5 foot tall, do not mess with him. Because he got something to prove.
Listen to what I'm saying to you. The man pulled out his gun, started shooting at the man over a bag of $9.95 shrimp. I was in Sparkles the other day. I was picking up a bag of shrimp. They only have a certain brand, and it was $9.95. You get about 16 to 20, and we put them on the grill. So I just want you to know the man shot the man, or tried to shoot the man, at the car, pip, pip, tried to shoplift over some $9.95 shrimp.
I'm telling you, it might have been $9.95 shrimp, but the man tried to run the little security guard over. He came at him with the car, and he had to jump to get out the way. He jumped, he rolled over on the ground and kept twice. He was in his glory.
What's this? 267, your mic is on.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were going to talk about the fact that the soldier, they're finding out that he had abandoned his post, his army
We've been on that already, my brother.
Jeff started that at 9 o'clock this morning. I got a guest coming in. I'm trying to make sure they can get in here. So before we get into a heavy conversation and have to stop it again. So, you know, go with the flow. Y'all just can't comprehend it. Go with the flow.
This happens in Philly all the time. That's why.
What happens in Philly?
For nine.
Oh, okay.
You bring back now.
Usually it's a Korean. This is when the Korean man shooting the man after some shrimp.
Oh, man. On the East Coast.
Jeez, oh, man. Eric.
Good morning,
South Carolina.
What? How you doing?
That's South Carolina. Eric, I called Eric in South Carolina and said hello. Good morning, South Carolina.
Good morning. My secretary is sitting here and he's telling me that I'm crazy.
Why are you crazy?
Because we were talking about what you guys were talking about on the air there, and I just told him, I said, listen, you know, there is no such thing as fair play in war. And if those guys are down in Guantanamo and they're in prison throughout the duration of the war, that's fine. You do not have to return them. Nobody said the war was over yet. So he thinks I'm mean, hateful, and nasty. I also said they did something to me when I went to the boot camp or something, my bad. You know, like they took out my brain and inserted another one, you know. You know, that's cool.
And I just want to – I have some friends coming in, and like I said, he's a photographer, because we're going to get back to Guantanamo Bay and all that. South Carolina – Eric, what were you saying? Come on in.
Why does Columbia County need an armored vehicle?
I don't know. They said – the police chief said that when bullets are flying, they can hide behind it. But I don't know if they have any crime down in South Carolina, down in Columbiana County, so I'm so confused.
Yeah. I didn't know the Bloods and the Crips was banging down there in Columbiana County, but I'll keep my eyes peeled.
I don't know. They just said they had to, you know, I said, oh, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I said, you know, I laughed at, my mom laughed at that, too.
Wow!
Oh, that was the stuff right there.
With the armored car down in Columbiana County?
No, what happened to the armored car?
They bought one.
Yeah, oh no, they bought an MRAP.
What's an MRAP?
Not an armored car. That's an armored vehicle. Troop. Okay, it's an assault weapon vehicle.
Now that's what it's retail for.
What is that?
Yeah, they retail for $250,000. But they only paid $6,000 for this one.
Right.
Yeah, so the military's giving these things away so that...
Y'all got an MRAP up there?
Oh, no. Oh, several police departments are getting MRAP.
Oh, yeah.
Is trying to have an MRAP?
Yeah,
no,
South.
I don't think they have one yet.
Hold on. So let me ask you this. Who would need an MRAP first, Columbiana County or Mahoning County?
I would think you need an MRAP.
It depends.
Columbiana
County to keep Mahoney County out of it.
Borman's got one, too.
What is an MRAP?
It's an armored vehicle. It's an assault weapons. It's
right.
Armored. They can drive through a riot and nothing's happening.
Right.
An MRAP is a vehicle that the hull of the vehicle is designed to deflect IEDs or bombs or booby traps or anything like that. Instead of it blowing imp into the vehicle, it deflects away from the vehicle.
Right. So my question is, you got Columbiana County, for those of you who are listening across the country, Columbiana County is rural.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no crime in Columbiana County.
Mahoning County is urban. Columbiana County, they chase chickens and tip cows. Yet Mahoning County doesn't have a rap. Columbiana County.
MRAP.
It's WRAP?
MRAP. Is it RAP or WRAP?
RAP.
So, RAP.
Okay.
MRAP.
Mm-hmm. It's a tank.
It's a tank.
It's an army tank.
Mm-hmm.
And they got one in the. Specifically
for the streets of America,
you So
understand.
When you go and tip the cows down there in Columbiana County,
oh, you
be careful. Because the MRAP is coming to get you. Don't mess around.
They got one in Niles, too.
They
got one in
have one.
Hold on, wait a minute. Sticks is called in. Hey, Sticks, how's that MRAP doing?
I don't know. I don't have any idea. I didn't see that this morning. You know, the city of Alliance has had one for quite a while now.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go try this again. Alliance has a rap. Niles got a rap. I hear Borman's got a rap. We all got a rap. Youngstown
Warren
don't have a rap. What does that say?
Yeah,
Warren doesn't have
Warren
a rap. They're shooting people like it's a business in Warren right now. What does that tell you?
Yep. Listen.
And, wait, and we got little tiny guys at Sparkle Market shooting people over shrimp.
If you've got a security guard that's less than 5 feet tall.
I don't care, Jeff.
Don't mess around with him and try to steal shrimp. I wouldn't try to steal some bubble gum and run. And then don't point your car at him.
Listen to what I'm saying. saying, yeah. Here's what I'm saying. You got raps in the suburb. You got raps in suburban America, and you got a 5-foot security guard shooting a man because he sold some shrimp at the grocery store. Hello?
Yeah,
what's wrong with this picture?
You've got to have that MRAP to stop all of those Amish people from selling raw milk.
Hey, Sticks, don't you tip no cows down there? And I saw them chickens at your house, your neighbor.
Yeah.
Don't you touch them chickens. Them ain't your chickens.
Oh, you better, no, tell them chickens they better stay on their own side of the road.
Because the rest of them coming.
The rest will be there.
Hey, listen, I got some friends of mine in studio with me. I'm going to stop, because I know you guys are itching to talk about what happened with President Obama. And Ronson is a friend of mine, Ronson Gow, and he has Ronson Originals. And Ronson Originals is a photography. You got to put that on. You won't be able to hear. He's a photographer, and he has a young lady in studio with me, and her name is Shaquita Rivers.
Yes.
You got to pull the mic up to you, and
that's my fault.
And turn our mic up, because if you're going to be an international beauty pageant, you got to tell us world peace out loud.
I'm getting ready to say, what you going to do for world peace, young lady?
You've got a problem with world peace right now, so can you help me? Can you hook, because we got some issues.
Okay.
But I'm not gonna mess with you right now. Tell us a little bit about you, because I guess you're going to be an international beauty pageant. You're going to be in it?
Yes, I'm going to be one of the representatives for the United States.
Wonderful.
Oh, yes, I'm very excited.
Very articulate.
She said that very nicely.
Very nice.
I like that.
And have you been in pageantry for a while?
No, this is my first pageant.
How did this happen?
Well, I just put in my application and they accepted me, and I'm very excited. It's going to be a great opportunity.
And where's it going to be?
It's going to be in London in Disneyland Paris.
When?
In October.
You need a chaperone, right?
No, I don't think so, but I am allowed to bring people, though.
Ronson hired me to carry his...
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute, you need a security guard?
I'm going to London and Paris.
You need a security guard?
Oui, Michelle.
Back in the day, they called them roadies, and they would carry the bag.
Oui, Michelle. Je vais roadie.
No, I know roadie. I'm a chaperone.
Well, as her manager, of course, my wife, she wants to come along as well to be in support with myself and my daughter, who is also here in the studio today, who is a professional model and actress with the talent group. And with Shaquita, we're just excited about this opportunity. We have to raise a lot of money, so we're definitely looking for sponsors and patrons, and we'll be
you
going
to pay your own way?
Pardon me?
Wait a minute. We got to pay?
No, you don't have to pay. We're just looking for people.
No, we got to pay to go?
Oh, yeah.
We have to pay our own way?
We have to pay our own
way. No, I'm staying here. I'll be back. Y'all send me some pictures on the Facebook.
So
I thought it was it's not a free trip.
No, it's not a free trip.
How much is it going to cost you? How much will it cost for you to take you and your manager and
the budget?
And the budget. What's your budget?
I would say around like $5,000 or more.
It's got to be.
One person.
That's one person.
Your
entourage.
That's to get you there.
Right. We're looking about
$20,000 to $25,000. Yeah.
Okay. And what are you doing to raise money?
I'm looking for sponsors right now.
Okay.
Just going around to different businesses, asking if they would like to support. The Face of the Globe, they're actually helping in aid of the Rainbow Child Foundation. So it's a real good opportunity for them as well.
Tell us what the Face of the Globe is.
Well, pretty much it's, like I said, it's a pageant where they're helping to raise money for the Rainbow Child Foundation, which is a foundation where they donate 100% of their funds to orphanages around the world.
Okay. That's good. And so now if they give to you, and will they do it to the face of the fund, and will they give, is it a tax write-off if they give?
Yes.
So they can use the face of the fund as giving to them, to sponsor you to get there, and then they can get the 501c3 tax write-off for their own taxes?
Yes.
Okay. And how do they contact you if they want to sponsor you, and or who do they contact?
Well, they can contact me personally on my Facebook or my manager, Ronson McDowell, on his Facebook as well.
Is there a phone number or is there an address that's just send checks, or is it, what can you do?
We can do both. My phone number will be 330-782-3562. And the address will be 2709 Volney Road. That's V-O-L-N-E-Y Road in Youngstown, Ohio, or from via Warren through.
My phone number is 330-540-4025, and my address.
Do the phone number again.
330-540-4025.
Okay.
And the address is 1915 Southern Boulevard, Warren, Ohio, 44485.
Okay. Actually, you know what? We just got done with the Lloyd McCoy. They're going to be doing a free medical clinic in Warren, so please tell your friends and family and people that you run across in Warren that there's going to be a free clinic on Saturday from 9 until 2.
Okay.
So people will know.
That.
And then if you can, stop by let them know and let them know that you are trying to raise funds to go to an international beauty competition.
Oh, yeah. I will definitely do that. I'm always ready to help support.
So now if you win, what will you get?
Just the...
The crown?
Yeah, pretty much just the crown.
An experience.
Okay. Most of the funds go to the Rainbow Child Foundation.
Okay.
So that's pretty much my biggest
reason. So it's not a scholarship program for you all?
No.
Now, would you think you want to get into pageantry?
Yes, I think that would be a great opportunity for me. I love, you know, the different, trying on the different clothes and the beauty of it, and just, I think it's just great.
Well, that would be awesome. And they're from people from all over the world.
Yes, everywhere.
That's pretty cool.
That's
pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I've never been in a pageant. So do you have to buy your own gowns and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, I do have to fund my own gowns, my makeup, all of that.
Ooh.
That's why we need sponsors. So come on, people.
Now, Tracy, also, if anyone wants to have more information about this, they can go to www.faceoftheglobe.com.
Okay.
And they can get more information and find out a little bit more about it. Because
on
a lot of times...
A website, okay.
Right, the website will be www.faceoftheglobe.com. And that will basically allow people to see on a first-hand basis that the money that they will contribute, sponsor, patrons, is going to a worthy cause.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
That is very nice, very nice. I sat on the board of several of the area's, you know, pageants. And the competition is really fun to do, and I'd encourage you to continue with it.
Oh, yeah.
Because the way you carry yourself, the way you're speaking here right now and responsibly, that is very, very rare in today's young people. And I was on the pageant board when a local person was on there that is very quite famous right now.
Oh, wow.
Who?
Omarosa.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, that's what I said. So, but she, however she did it, she made her way to what she did. So, I mean, I can't do anything.
Cool.
Yeah, nothing else. She did it, and she's where she's at. And, you know, that's America. That is America. You can be and do what you set your mind to do, and that's a good thing.
Oh yeah.
Now, where did you go to school?
I went to Howland High School.
Okay. And when did you graduate?
I graduated in 2011.
And are you in college now?
Yes, I am. I'm going to Kent Trumbull
okay.
right now.
And what are you studying?
Psychology, actually.
Okay.
But I'm switching my major to fashion merchandising.
Stay in psychology. Back up with first.
Back up with
others. I'm serious. Don't. What happens with us when we go to college?
Mm-hmm.
We go to school for something that's not marketable. So if you want merchandising, go into marketing, and then focus in on fashion, because marketing will open the door. Fashion will get you paid. Will not get you paid. But getting into fashion marketing, you put yourself into a niche that you can't get out anywhere else.
Okay.
It's like law. You can go get a law degree and never practice in law.
Okay.
But just having the degree opens many, many doors. And that's something that we need to teach and tell our young people. When you get a degree,
mm-hmm.
you get a degree in something that you can go get something with.
Right.
So if you like fashion, if you have a degree in marketing, you can market toilet paper, paint, you know, medical, dental. You can go anywhere. Business marketing will go everywhere. It'll open more doors. And then if you want to do fashion marketing, then that's just an add-on because it's your passion. But you always have a way to get a job. But if you go for fashion marketing,
then you got fashion marketing, and you if you can't get in fashion marketing, then you end up being a sales clerk.
Lots of designers out there.
Right.
Understandable.
And so you can do whatever you want to do. So you, if you want to go into psychology, you can actually go into psychology, and you can focus in on body body perception.
Okay.
And,
so like the human perception.
Right.
Okay.
And so then you're dealing with how people view themselves and the psychology behind it, how it interferes with the incarceration rate, how it deals with how they're perceived as with their society and their wealth index.
Okay.
Because there's a whole study that comes with that. But if you pigeonhole yourself into just one, you're not marketable.
Oh, yeah. I was always – I wanted to open my own practice for psychology, but I've talked to a lot of people with masters and PhDs, and they said they can't find a job. So
they can't find a job because you have to go get it. And sometimes you have to create it. And that's why they have double majors.
Amen to that.
People have double majors and double minors.
Okay.
So you go after, you know, there's nothing wrong with being a psychologist. Mm-hmm. We have a woman here by the name of Dr. Brandy that comes on with us on the second Thursday of every month. And she is – she has her PhD in it, and she's very marketable. She has no problem finding a job. Actually, someone just took her from one job to another.
Oh, okay.
Because if you're good at what you do,
everybody else wants you.
There you go. Now, if you're lazy, guess what? You just be home alone.
And that's a great point that you just brought up, Tracy, because I have a lot of other young ladies that I work with. And basically, I'm not getting any money out of it. It's a ministry to me as far as modeling is concerned. I basically just try to give them a platform. But they have to take the initiative, the passion that you spoke of. They have to have the passion to be go-getters and want something. As their manager, that doesn't mean that I do everything. It just means that I complement the passion that they have and match it passion for passion.
That's good. Uh-huh. That's good. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we all have to do.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We all have to do that. But just remember that. And people that are listening, that's why I brought it up to you and anyone else. You can't go to school for, you know, they got, look, I want to become a basket weaver.
Oh, yay.
And people
what are
go
you
going to
make out of it?
Well, I'm a weave baskets.
Mm-hmm. They don't find
And then what else?
By the side of the road.
even agriculture. Mm-hmm. You got to specialize. Doctors no longer just go to school for just, you know, medicine.
Mm-hmm. They specialize in a certain
absolutely,
area.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And they make themselves. Now, they can do anything. A doctor can do anything. A medical doctor can do anything he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you have people out there who are not specialized in OBGYN who are delivering babies. I ain't agreeing with it, but it's true.
Oh, yeah. Like all these STNA.
Yes, I'm saying. They go to school to become an STNA. What does that mean? Right.
You can't really do anything with that.
Correct.
So. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Now I'm going to ask you a question that they're going to ask you everywhere in the world.
Say that one more time.
I said, wait a minute, I'm trying to deliver right. No, it's good. You know what they're going to ask you? Who your mom and daddy them is?
Well, my mom is Laura Rivers, and my dad is Maxie Rivers.
Okay, and they're out of the Warren area?
Actually, they're from Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And the Big D.
Well, very well. They did a wonderful job. You were a very impressive young lady.
Oh, I thank you.
Well, that's awesome. Very, very proud. So what else is going on, Mr. Ronson? I, when you guys go to our website, we're actually, it's down and being transferred right now, but there are going to be some photos on there, and all photos were taken by Ronson Originals. And you made me look good. You made me look halfway decent. Maybe I'll get married one day.
Well, Tracy, it's never too late.
See. Oh, there you go.
And the Bible said, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord.
That's what it say. And I ain't been found yet. See, there's a problem here.
We tried, Ronson. I had the tickets out and everything. We tried to auction her off. We even had George Roman auctioneers come down here.
Lord.
And she ran away, but she wouldn't let George Roman auction her off.
I think that the intelligence that she has intimidates a lot of men.
Come on.
Well, that's true. A lot of men are intimidated by women that are very powerful and that have their career. And so you gotta start aim higher, you know. For the doctors and the lawyers, and
they all married.
You know, well,
Hey, divorces are happening every day out there.
No, I told somebody the other day, I don't do leftovers.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm in trouble, aren't I?
Especially when we're out number 10 to 1. 7-1.
Listen, guys, thank you so much for coming in and hanging out with. Thank you for coming in and doing Face of the Globe. Your name is Shaquita?
Yes.
Shaquita Rivers?
Yes.
And you are going to be competing in the International Beauty Pageant. It's going to be this upcoming October.
Yes.
And you're trying to raise funds. So when you see her coming, please, you know, donate. I was at the Boy Scouts thing this morning, and they gave me a coin.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that you ought to take the coin and put it in your left pocket, and when you do a good deed, put it in the right pocket. So we need to start taking our coins and moving them from the left to the right. And there's nothing wrong with trying to help somebody achieve a goal and a dream.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you guys for having me. I really enjoyed.
And how you going to help us with world peace?
Well,
who
I'm
is
just spraying love.
Who is this guy behind me directing traffic? Who are you?
I'm actually the boyfriend.
So what are you doing?
I'm just, you know, looking out for her best interest. I want her.
You no, you directing traffic behind me. What's
so
up with this?
I don't know. I just think it's going so well. I just wanted to keep going well. That's all. I'm sorry. I'm doing too much. I'm stepping over your toes.
He's sitting behind me and he's directing her. He's directing traffic. But what's up? Are you proud?
Hey. He did
I'm
best.
I'm very proud of her. You know what I mean? I think she's doing well right now. I'm glad that she's following her dream.
So what you... Oh, no, come over here. I'm
my directing coach.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. I'm
going to get
him to work some of these campaigns around here that nobody... nobody directed anybody
else. I'm a bill operator at JMC Steel.
Okay.
Oh,
so
yes,
you got a job.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I ain't mad at you.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You know
and you go to work.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I just worked midnight last night. I'm just pulling in. You know, some overtime for my girl here, you know. Stay up. Got to support him, you
so
know
So where are you
mean?
From?
I'm from Warren.
What's your name?
Adam Howard.
Oh, man.
No. That's a loaded name right there.
Oh, is that right?
Who your mom and dad and them is?
No. So what Howard are you?
Let me put the earphones on.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Alvin Howard.
Who? Do you play instruments?
Yeah, he play.
He gotta play.
Yeah,
he gotta play or sing.
Play.
I do. I play the bass guitar.
Oh, man, I knew it.
I sang a little bit. Play the piano.
He play.
Listen.
Yes, have you ever seen a Howard from Warren that don't play?
No.
You know St. James Church Gun Crank? Hold on. Come up here. Hold on. Come over here.
Yes, ma'am.
Come on over here and get in the mic. You go to St. James Church
Yes, ma'am. I did go to St. James Church
Gun
Crank.
There you
absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Well,
uh-huh. Now,
Thelma. Melvin Howell. That's my cat, man. Come on now.
Got it, man.
Listen.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Now we got to do the interview on the Howard.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you related to Eddie Howard.
Oh, yeah, that's my uncle.
Grammy Award-winning Eddie Howard.
Eddie
Howard for Soulful, the Soulful Messiah.
Body and soul.
Yeah!
You got it.
So that's who you people is.
Yes, ma'am, that's my people.
See, I told you.
I was in the Provis.
No. Howard in the Provis.
Okay.
And them other people.
Jenny's.
Parents.
Parents.
Yeah, that's right. They're all my people.
So have a warm.
Football players and musicians.
Listen, they named it everybody but the Cassies.
That's the mic. Bishop.
It's a small world. Listen, I got to take a break. Thanks, guys, for coming in and hanging out with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Middle East and Guantanamo Bay, President Obama, and letting people go.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming. But Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
This is my story, and my playlist tells it. I love taking my sons to baseball practice. Reminds me of when my dad used to take my brother and I to our Little League games when we were kids. My favorite part of that time was listening to the radio with my dad on the way to the park. With Ardio, I can share those memories with my kids and make playlists of the songs I used to hear with my dad. The 20 million songs all in one spot? It's easy to do. Ardio.com, the best digital music site out there. This is my story, and my playlist tells it.
Download the RDIO free app today to start your musical journey.
If it comes up, it goes out. Weekdays from 9 to noon, listen to Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that covers the valley issues that matter to you, plus global topics and news of the day. Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Do you find yourself constantly tired? Do you have pain, migraine, headaches, or digestive upsets? Or you just feel like your immune system is weak? Call Dr. Matt Mason at Mason Wellness, 330-219-6250, or visit our website at masonwellness.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
Fit family. Unique. Individualized. And promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
The best things in life are free.
The world has changed. The old ways of saving for retirement, they're gone forever. Today, you need Legacy Financial Strategies. Legacy Financial Strategies offers you the safe retirement roadmap you're looking for, plus tax-free retirement solutions. That's right. Tax-free retirement solutions. To set up your free review, log on to leavealegacy.com. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Today, you need Legacy Financial Strategies. And make sure to listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies radio show Saturday mornings at 11 on AM 600 WSOM.
Tune in at home, at work, in your car, and online to the Valley's News Talk, AM 600 WSOM. We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends. I want to thank my young people for coming in and hanging out with me.
Yeah.
They had to go get them from the back because they didn't know who was hanging out. You know we predatory around here. Like,
yeah.
Who are those people?
And
people get out here, and they see empty ground, and they're like, who are those people out there? It has to be the Tracy.
You know it.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. For the rest of the time, we're going to be talking about...
I had hodgepodge up there, so...
Hodgepodge? Did you write hodgepodge?
Yeah, I sure did.
Well, listen, hodgepodge, but I know Jeff wants to talk about the Taliban.
Yeah, Mr. Taliban, the Taliban.
That wasn't the name of it, was it? Was it Taliban?
No.
Oh.
Taliban.
Same thing.
You know I can do songs like that.
You missed my point. I was thinking the same thing. I wasn't sure if it was Taliban or I didn't know what it was. Because, you know, I'm still saying hang on, Snoopy. Let's go down the roof. Who's in this house?
Oh.
Alabama, what's going on, Doc? Guess who's coming to town?
Who?
Alex.
Who? Oh, I thought you said Alabama.
No, I said Alabama. I said guess who's coming to town. How you doing, Alabama? Welcome to Tracy and Friends.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Ain't nothing going on. What, you trying to work? Are you getting anything done?
Yeah, I had to dial in. I'm working from the house.
You working from the house? I got to get a job like him. Listen, I've got some issues, and you guys talked about it earlier. I know Tooth Philadelphia called in, and he wanted to know, you know, if we want to talk about it. I know, Jeff, you were going to start the program out with because it's a hot topic.
What's that?
The young man who was a deserter, from what we understand, he walked off. He had written some letters to his parents saying that America's this and America's that. He walked off base. People went out to get him. They got killed.
6 to 14 of them, but I don't know nothing about what you're talking about.
And then, you know, we exchanged some of the highest level detainees that we had, 5 of them, for a five detainees. Hold on, Jeff. 5 detainees
bring your Taliban home.
What? I don't understand.
From a deserter whose father is swearing.
Hey, Tracy.
Yes?
Hashtag bring back our Taliban.
I'm not quite sure.
Good one, man.
I'm not quite sure if we quite understand the gist of this.
No.
So we let 5 go for 1 deserter.
5.
Hold on, Jeff. 5 go, 1 deserter. Dad gets there, hugs the president, and swears allegiance to Allah in the Rose Garden, and the president goes off and does this on his own. But then I have noticed something. Every time the president does something that is not so quite smart, he gets on a plane called Air Force One, and he travels overseas to go meet another foreign dignitary. But if you go back to 2008, when it was Senator Hillary Clinton was running for office, and if anybody knows, I am not a Hillary Clinton fan, but I will say this, Hillary Clinton would have been a better choice. Let me say this. Hillary Clinton said this. When they were talking, they asked, it was in the primary, there was a debate. And the debate was with President Obama and Senator Clinton, at that time Senator Clinton and Senator Obama. And they asked him on foreign policy about what he was going to do to alleviate some of the negative aspects within our enemies across the globe. And President Obama said, I'm going to sit down and talk with them. And Hillary Clinton almost had a coronary saying, presidents of the United States do not sit down with enemies and have conversation. And so Hillary went on this tangent. But let me say this. In her defense, she should have stayed as Secretary of State so she could tell President Obama that presidents of the United States do not negotiate with enemies of state and then release 5 for a deserter. And then they put the same slaughter horse called Susan Rice on the moving target. The same one who came out with the video is the same one that came out about this on the talking head shows on Sunday morning talking about something. Why do they send her? I just wanted to get that out because anybody that does not know, they will soon know that this is not a good idea.
They better not ever put Condoleezza Rice's, hold on, Kavina, man, Condoleezza Rice's
or Susan Rice's picture in anything that has something to do with Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, no.
I mean,
no, not even I wonder what Condoleezza Rice thinks about this. Because, you know, she is more privy and more inside information.
Right.
I wonder, cause you, and she doesn't come on the show.
No.
I wonder what she's thinking about this.
I think she's thinking these people are lost in mind.
Yeah.
Hey, let me.
I think that's what she's thinking. I mean, what? How do you justify this? This is not diplomacy.
I'm not just saying.
The man wasn't a POW. He was a deserter.
No.
And the mainstream media is ignoring that fact.
I am not. I am not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Mm.
I never will say that I am. And foreign policy, you know, I have a limited knowledge of it. I'm not proficient in it. I'm not going to say that I am. But let me say this, just from the chief seat, this was not a good idea.
Tracy.
Let me hear real quick.
Hold on, Kavina, man. Wait a second.
It is also a terrible idea since his dad gets up with President Obama and makes a comment, something to the effect that he is praising Allah.
Yeah, he did, in the Rose Garden.
The first words out of his mouth.
And his wife, for sure, his wife was kind of frisky with the president there. I'm just saying.
Hold on, guys. Let me go.
Because he's frisky.
Oh, yes. One at a time. Yes. Go, Covina, man, go ahead. How you doing, honey? How's everything going? I know you're going to say something crazy, so I'm just trying to move saw down so that when you say it, I don't go through the roof.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to say, because Jeff was talking about earlier, he was saying it brings back the Taliban or does something, and I think that it's even worse, or it's even better, it's riling up crazy right-wing people. It's like the crazy right-wing people right now are, like, going crazy.
This is not a right-wing thing. This is an American thing. This ain't got nothing to do with the right or the left. This is just dumb.
Let me speak for myself. It's people go mad, and anything that makes you guys go mad, I kind of sit back and get my popcorn ready.
You know why you do that. This is not a go mad moment, baby.
You know why you do that? Because you are the epitome of the brainwashed, sucker that they can control any time they want to, and they can do whatever they want to with you because you're stupid. And that's plain and simple.
Jeff, your mic is off. Okay. You're on probation.
That's Jeff. Jeff ain't got nothing. He has nothing. That's the only thing he can is cut people off and call people stupid. That's it. Get a popcorn ready.
Listen, Covina, man, this is not a left thing. This is not a right thing. This was a lack of experience thing. Bottom line, this is someone who did not have the American interest at heart when they made the decision. This is what this was. This is not about right and left. You've been in the playground before, and you've had a fight with your friends, and you have you've been there, and what you know is if you got an enemy in the court, you don't give him something to hurt you. Anybody knows that. Kids that don't even take the art of war understand that you don't give your enemy something that's going to hurt you. And what the president did was he allowed people who really despise America, he gave them their arsenal back.
You know, every weekend they drop a drone, kill more people than that.
This is not what they do there. This is about what they will do to us. See, I am not a person who believes I have no problem allowing people in war to get killed. But what I don't want is the war to be in my backyard. And I don't think that you go into war trying to, you know, bandage everything up. If you ask me, when we go to war, once I take you down, your land is mine too. But they won't play like that for some reason. I haven't figured that out.
Yeah, people don't accept my experience with you that much anymore.
Okay.
You owe me an apology.
I
apologize to you, Tracy, for calling Covina Man stupid, but I was speaking of the frame of mind.
I don't care what it is.
So I won't refrain from that, but this is what I'm trying to tell you. He did this on purpose. This was not a mistake. This was absolutely on purpose.
Even if it's done on purpose. People do things on purpose, even if you hate America. But for the American people to stand back and be ignorant of the actual
damage,
the actual damage of the being done, this is very, very stating in our psyche. And I don't think we understand where we are in the global things. You don't do that. And you have, and
Tracy,
it doesn't make sense. Who's that?
And you have people. And you have.
Hold on, Eric. Go ahead, Stanley.
Good morning, Tracy. Good afternoon, Tracy, whatever.
Good morning.
The problem I have with Jeff and a lot of conservatives is, like he said, he first, like, puts people down where we don't agree. Like I said this morning, I don't agree the way he thinks that we need to resolve issue with the global thing. I don't agree that we have to be the police of the world. I don't agree that we have to decide every time that we're, oh, this country doesn't like us, we're going to put wars, or we're going to do something this, or we're going to put them in prison. They have the right. Like, other countries have the right to not see us the way that we see us, period.
Stanley,
every country
has
the right. But Stanley, this guy...
Hold on, Eric, hold on. Let me say this to you. Stanley, you are right. You are absolutely right in what you said. We don't have to. But because of the bad, because of the things we've done in our past, good, bad, or indifferent, these are not people that are going to say, well, you know what, I'm sorry, you go home to your land and I'll go to my land, and I'm not going to police your land anymore, and you're going to leave me alone. So I'll come out of the Middle East, and you'll come out, and you'll leave me alone, and you won't come over here. This is not how it works. It's too late. We should have thought about that 70 years ago.
Exactly.
100 years ago.
And I agree with you, Tracy.
Hold on, Stanley. Go ahead, Eric.
That soldier felt the same way that you did, Stanley, and he chose to play on their playground. He wanted to be one of them. So why is our media spinning this to make this guy a POW? He's not.
See, that's where the problem comes in. This is, Stanley, this is really not about whether he be a prisoner of war, no matter what. He's the one who walked away. He's the one who defected. And yes, we may not want to leave our soldier there, but I don't understand why you would let your... I thought we did not negotiate with terrorists.
Tracy, not only is it that foolish moniker that I heard, what's his name, say yesterday, we don't leave our people behind. You just a lie, you don't leave your people behind. Then why you got a man that took a wrong turn in Mexico, which is across your border, still in jail, and then this guy who walked away from his platoon or whatever it was, his camp, he walked away of his own accord, left a note, said, I'm going to start a new life, called back to the base and told him he had left, and then said, please send his stuff to his father. Now,
instead of flying to Mexico, he flies to Poland.
Precisely.
But my question, and I'm with you guys on this. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think we understand my problem is not with him. My problem is with the five people they let go out of Guantanamo Bay. My problem is not with going to get him. If they want to go get him and court-martial him, let him go, you know, whatever they want to do with him. My problem is with, I don't understand how they let.
I'm Harper Keegan.
I gotta go.
Headline news, the Ohio Department of Transportation.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Yeah. The thing I don't understand, and we still didn't learn the lesson, when I ask every American, why did 9/11 happen? They all act like they're surprised. Come on, people. Come on.
Stanley. Let me say this right here. This Alabama.
Come on. Don't be surprised with 9/11 telling me that, oh, I'm surprised that 9/11 happened. If you know
Stanley,
that,
nothing against you, Stanley. What I'm saying is I think 9/11 was done by us, and I think that when it comes to us being the police, we need to leave people alone. So I hold this, we don't negotiate with terrorists thing. It's hypocritical. I think it's very hypocritical. I think one year the Taliban's a terrorist, 1 year they're an ally. It's just
thank you.
It's about time
that we say the truth as Americans, because 1 year we say,
yeah, I mean,
oh, they're terrorists.
What this guy did was I wouldn't have went and tried to get him back. Now I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't have did that. But as far as him, I wouldn't care what he, if he leave and desert, he the enemy, as far as I'm concerned. And just let it go.
That's all I'm saying. Is look, he decided.
What I'm saying is, I understand where the guy's coming from in that these guys, America came in looking for Bin Laden. Bin Laden was gone. They knew he wasn't in our country, but you still there. You would be fighting to get these people out your country as well. Let's not act like we would all just take it like laying down. None of us would.
Exactly. So when other countries are saying, I'm sorry, that was the worst mistake ever. 9/11 happened, we should have done, the one thing is, let's go get Bin Laden. That's it. Saddam had nothing to do, those people had nothing to do.
We never charged Bin Laden for 9/11. We did it. America did that. I'm sorry. I don't care what nobody say.
Let me say this. Just on the thing that you know how many people they kill every weekend with a drone strike. I mean, Taliban and people they kill. You don't think they're gonna get these five dudes in about 2 months?
It ain't gonna even take 2 months. They didn't have them in the Guantanamo. They probably gonna catch cancer and die in a year or two. They ain't gotta touch them. That's just how it works.
They're probably gonna track them, and as soon as they get to where they go, they're gonna expose where the headquarters is, and they're going to drop a bomb on it. It'll be the end of it. That's what they do.
They probably got some chips or something in their bodies, Covina, man. They're way more advanced than that now.
Yeah, they can plant it here. They can plant it. They can give you an injection right under your skin and have a GPS chip right there on you.
Right.
It ain't got to be on their skin. They put that junk in his blood, and it's implanted in his liver or something, somewhere, you know.
Yeah, what I'm saying, that's what we're on the same page. They're not going to let them just go for nothing.
Scott
Free.
They're
going to drop a bomb on them. They're going to drop a bomb on them, just like they do every weekend. Every weekend they're dropping bombs. Every single weekend. Right. So they're killing Taliban or Pakistanis or people in their wedding feuders, whatever it is. They see somebody ain't white, bam, kill them.
But hold on now. The problem I have with Obama is he's for the recolonization of Africa with all this AFRICOM stuff, so... I'm just not a Obama supporter on all types of issues, but that I don't see how any black person who called himself Pan African or anything would think that to try to support this guy.
He spent a lot of time.
This guy's all for the recolonization of Africa. He's not anything. There's nothing black about Obama. Nothing.
No.
I'm not a Pan African. I can take a dump on that. I don't really care.
Okay. All right. I didn't say you. I wasn't even talking about you.
He didn't experience our black experience until he was 21, basically.
Well, that's enough. He got more white supremacy than he knew what to do. He experienced more white supremacy than most of us in our whole lifetime in the last 5 years.
Man, he part of it, man. He one of them. I don't see why folks take up for him. He's part of it. This guy is part of it, man. This guy said people just take up for him. This dude ain't, he don't stun us. He don't stun. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Like
he does not care. I said yesterday. Remember I and my brother's keeper. What happened with that? I ain't heard nothing about it.
I heard the women trying to get their keeping too. That's what I heard.
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem right there. But they're trying to roll reverse. I mean, that's, man, come on. If you attack a nation, what's the first thing you do when you attack a nation? You
kill the man.
You subdue the men, and you take the women and children.
Exactly. That's why.
And that's what they're doing.
That's white supremacy. That's what we got to fight against.
So, I don't know, man. I just, not a supporter. Just not. I'm not gonna get into the Republican Democrats. I've learned on this show not to even go there. But I'm just saying, man.
I think there's a lot of black people that don't follow Obama. People have their own agenda, and the thing is they want Obama aboard their own personal agenda, and he's not going to get on 24 million different people's agenda. He just has to do what he is.
No. He's just going to get on the homosexual agenda, the Mexican agenda, people with power. Black folks ain't going to get on their agenda because we ain't got nothing. We ain't got no power. You can't come in and try to negotiate with somebody when you got nothing to negotiate with.
Right, white people are retarded. I Jeff called me retarded all the time, but it just white folks ain't got. Who are you going to negotiate with? Tell me who are you going to sit down as a black person and talk to? Give me somebody sane that you can talk to as a black person. Who represents you?
I'm with you, Covina, man. What I'm saying is, you can come in. We can go together and sit down and talk to this guy, but we have nothing. We can't contribute to the campaign. We have nothing we can do. We don't have no millions of dollars we can throw privately at one of his nephews or cousins. We don't have anything. Homosexuals got money.
Only thing we can promise him is votes.
Homosexuals got Hollywood. Homosexuals got a lot of things on their side. Mexicans, they got businesses. They got something. We don't have nothing. And instead of us trying to, let's go get some power before we try to come to the political system, that's the third thing you do. You don't do that.
I disagree with that, man, because the only thing we have really that collectively is a vote. Everything else is that money is my money.
I get what you're saying, Covina, man, but the money is like we're not focusing on getting wealth first. I don't see how you can go and get into a political system when there are other people. We're outnumbered. There are other people that got money in higher places that can influence this person directly. You can't. All you can do is go vote.
I know, but I understand.
All they
got to
do is appeal to your emotions, and they got you.
I got you. But we all know the term big bank take little bank. So if you're going to have I'm going to come over here with my little bank and go up against the Jews and the Chinese. My bank ain't big enough to go up against them. Only thing I have is a vote.
I understand, but they got to vote, too. And then on top of that, they can buy the politician. And that's why you lose. So I don't get it.
That's why you're
going to lose every time because you're going up against a guy. It could be 30 of y'all. It could be 100,000 of y'all on one guy. I can influence the president to do something that may help me, but screw you over. But guess what? Y'all ain't got no money. All y'all got is one individual vote. So if he comes give you a good speech, say a few things, give you a nice little picture on Facebook, you still go vote for him. So why? Why would I even? I just don't understand how you voting. I can see if you were going to actually make that vote and say, you know what, before I give you the vote, what are you going to do for me? You don't do that. Black people don't do that. So it's still,
nope.
You still screwed up. You're still going to vote Democrat anyway,
whoever they put out there.
Yeah,
the problem is black folks, either they're not asking for something or they're not asking for something reasonable. Because when you listen to the so-called black people, they're not asking for anything reasonable. Nobody going to get reparations. It's not going to work. So don't come asking for something you're not going to get. Ask for something you're going to get. You can go to the Supreme Court or go to the court and ask for gay rights. The courts are going to give it to you. Let black folks go to the courts and ask for something. They'll get it.
Wait. Say what? Black people will get something if they go to the Supreme Court?
If you have something that was a constitutional, you went to the court, you would have a chance of getting it more than you would
why?
Trying to buy
okay.
a politician.
I got a good question, Covina, man. Why did the Japanese get money for the internment camps in the 80s?
Because what they did, it paid them directly to the families. It was actually captured.
No, the reason they got their reparations was because Japan was the strongest economy in the world at the time in the 80s, and America wanted to negotiate with Japan, and they knew that, okay, well, we can't. Japan was like, wait a minute, look how you did our people during World War II. That's how they got money, because they got power when they had the strong economy. What do we have? What do we have to make them give us reparations?
Japanese people have zero.
Wait a minute, all these Caribbean nations going to the UN right now, they ain't going to get nothing. Because they ain't got nothing to negotiate with.
Saying,
get you an economy, then you'll get some reparations. If you get something financial, something that they say, okay, now we got to respect them.
Black folks are never going to get reparations, man. It's just, you don't even follow the math.
Yeah, they're not going to get it. They're not going to get it because they don't have nothing to negotiate with, like Japan did. Because you probably would say the Japanese would never get theirs, but they got theirs, didn't they? And Lord knows, they did us way worse than they did the Japanese.
you don't even follow the math. They incarcerated the people in the 1940s, and in the 1980s, they were still alive. They gave them reparations for the people who were still alive. They didn't just give.
Dude, what? Wait. Hold on. Covina, man, you don't want to talk about white supremacy to this day. There's people alive today that's still being victims of white supremacy. So we still got a case of reparations, according to you. So that's not as good an analogy.
But no, I'm just saying, we're not going to get. Is that even
dead air? Bad.
And I walked out trying to get coffee. And
I had my cup of coffee before I sat down this morning, and it was so nice. McDonald's has good coffee, I've got to say. Because I'm a Starbucks guy.
I know the Starbucks.
I do Caribou, too. But Caribou, Starbucks are my coffees. But McDonald's in a pinch, oh, my God, it's great. It tasted really good.
No, I'll drink anybody's coffee. But I carry my coffee with me.
If I get gas station coffee, guess what? My stomach is so upset the next couple of days, I have to take something to calm it down so I can.
You don't know what you're doing.
I sure don't. I get on the road, I need coffee.
Well, you know, I can bring a coffee cup in here every day, but see, it's a French press coffee cup. I'm making coffee as
well. Well.
And then I go get refills. But I'm going over to get refills in the other studio.
You're hoity-toity.
And a hoity-toity.
You are. You're one of them, you know, them up, as Johnson called those uppity Negroes.
No. I'm just.
Uppity.
No, I'm not uppity.
Yeah.
But I keep on hanging out with people like you.
Yeah, but no. Because white supremacy won't pay for your dental because you ain't going to be able to smile in a minute if you don't get the teeth cleaned, right?
That's why I'm going to the free clinic. I'm going to the free clinic.
Get her done.
I made my appointment. I ain't got no shame in my game. I wonder if they're going to clean teeth.
Tracy, I got a question.
Yeah, Eric.
It's Alabama. I'm not Eric. This is Alabama.
Hi, Alabama. Good morning.
Hear my voice. Know my name. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Good morning.
Now, top of the morning to you too. I was just talking to Covina, man, and I was trying to get into why the Japanese got reparations in the 1980s for World War II internment camps. And I explained to him at the time that Japan was the strongest economy or fastest growing economy in the world. They were kicking our butts in the 80s, remember, with all the cars and stuff. So I was just trying to say that until black people or a black nation gets a strong, vibrant economy, there won't be reparations. You can go to the Supreme Court all you want. You can go to the UN. Nobody's going to give you anything because they don't fear you. You have nothing to negotiate with. In order for you to be in negotiations, you have to be able to punish the other party. What can we punish them with? They have, we own and control nothing.
Listen. The problem with us, and this is a little secret, so we get this straight. The problem with us is not that they don't fear you. They don't respect you. And people are scared of you. And so anytime that they're scared of you, it's a problem. And see, people, you know, black people are not respected. That is the issue in a nutshell. So you can't go to get anything because people don't believe that you have the aptitude to do anything with what they give you and what the people that we send before us or to lead us or to speak on our behalf are not respected. And until we understand that respect is what you want in this world, you will always lose. The Taliban, you may not like them, but there's a level of respect that they have for them. It was nothing but to realize that the respect that I have for you is if you get the opportunity, you're going to come over here and you're going to hurt me. I may not like you, but there's a respect there. Our problem is don't nobody respect us. We don't respect ourselves.
Nope.
We don't respect one another. We don't respect our parents. So what do you expect? Ain't nobody going to give you nothing. Especially when they feel as though if I give it to you, you're not going to do nothing with it. And what makes it so bad, I was in a room today, and they're trying to help young African-American children become better. And those of us who should have been there still weren't there. And you may not be able to give $1,000, but you can give $10. Am I wrong?
All right.
How, you know, God, the cliche says, God helps those that help themselves.
That's what it says.
Guess what? We don't help God, and we don't help ourselves, and we don't help one another. So how are they going to give you reparations?
No, I mean, you know, the reparation argument is so huge, and I am a proponent of reparation. But you have to understand why you're not going to get it, and that's because you don't have any systems in your neighborhood, like you were saying, built in so that it can
built in, Jeff.
Yeah.
You can't decide if you get the rep where the ration's gonna go.
No, I mean you can't do it. If they gave it to every black person, is that they can prove that they were of descent from slavery. Even if they did it per family.
Yeah.
They couldn't make their minds up, and the money would be gone in a year, nothing done
actually,
about it.
Actually, if you if
well, hold
did
on,
it,
hold on, hold on,
if
that's
if
never
the
an
economy.
Argument. But that's never an argument against reparations. That well, they're gonna give it back. Look, let me get mine. Let me blow mine.
I never
don't you tell me what I'm gonna do with my point.
But again,
okay.
Again, Alabama, why would I give you anything? Why would I get when you say if you were on the opposite side of this fence, give me a strong argument of why anybody would give us anything.
Well, I'm the one that's saying in order to even get to that point, you need to have created. Look, the Japanese had a vibrant economy. They were strong. They were kicking our butts. Then we wanted to negotiate. Then America came
you,
and I was like, well, yeah, we'll give
you
something.
You missed my question, Alabama. You missed my question. I said, give me an argument. Yeah, hold on just a second, South Carolina. Give me an argument. Give me 1 point. Give me 2 points. Give me a point and give me a half a point of why anybody
why,
wants
we
to give
it?
That we should get it.
Well, for one, I mean, if you look at the historical data of what took place in this country from slavery way back in what was it, 1650 all the way up until 1865, and then on top of that, the Jim Crow, the outright, you know, denial of opportunity, wealth, you know, to the prison industrial complex today, to the abortion with Margaret Singer being engrafted into the government.
I said why?
Oh, all this stuff being done against black people.
No, I think
the most substantial case in anybody ever in history. Hey,
so my question is, why should I, whom I didn't incarcerate you, I didn't beat you. I didn't rape your kids. You ain't never been my slave. And we're paying $17,000 a year right now to give your child an education that you won't send your child to school. Why should I give you more money for us to have reparations to pay for what? What am I paying for? It's not. You ought to go back and dig them up and let them pay for it.
Okay, I'll tell you what. This is my retort to that. My retort would be, look, let's look at the wealth that was generated from slave industry during those years, and let's follow that wealth, and that is the wealth that should be distributed out to the ancestors. And I'm sure if those people were alive today, that's what they would want. So don't worry about it. Don't you worry about it. We ain't got to take it from you. AIG, Barclays, those
AIG
corporations, those are the
they're
ones
gone.
That did it.
Go
no,
ahead, South
not.
Carolina.
That wealth is, no, it's not. That wealth is still.
Go ahead, South Carolina.
Person, the problem with comparing reparations for black people to comparing what they gave the Japanese after World War II is the people that were interred were U.S. citizens, okay? That's a difference. Slaves were not citizens until they were made that way by the 14th Amendment. It's a big difference.
And you, South Carolina.
What that got to do with
the reason why I wasn't a citizen is because I wasn't allowed to be a citizen because I was a piece of property.
But Tracy, hold on. But what I'm saying is, if you are a U.S. citizen and the United States government locks you up, okay, for no reason whatsoever, that's a whole different story than someone, you know, when you got these guys that have been in prison locked up on, you know, falsely accused and DNA exonerates them. What do? They pay them. And that's the reason why the Japanese citizens of Japanese
South Carolina. South Carolina.
Reparations is a whole different story, Tracy.
South Carolina.
It's a whole different story.
South Carolina, the difference between what you just said, which does not make any sense to me.
It does make sense, Tracy.
No, it doesn't.
These were U.S. citizens.
And what, hold on.
You're talking
South Carolina.
You were U.S. citizens.
But South Carolina, if I was a slave all the way through Jim Crow, if I was born here.
No, we're not talking about Jim Crow. And
South Carolina.
A breaking point to where you're going to
get reparations. Okay, let's go through this. If I was born here, does that make me a citizen?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So if I was born while I was enslaved, does that make me a citizen?
You were made a slave? Yes, you were a slave, and then you became a citizen. You became free, and you became a citizen.
No, my question is, America has always been that when you're born here, you're an American citizen, right? So when illegals come here, they're citizens when they have a baby here. So they come across the land and drop a baby, and their child is automatically a citizen.
Right.
How many slaves were born into America? As a matter of fact,
how many slaves were born in America?
Right.
Well, there were quite a few.
Let's slow this down and take care of your theory a little bit further. How many of those slave children were masses children?
Quite a few.
So guess what?
They were still slaves.
Even if you go overseas and you marry an American citizen has a baby, that child is what?
An American citizen, Tracy.
So guess what? I'm a citizen by default because there's no way that I can come from Africa and be this light with green eyes.
Here's you're not listening to what I'm saying, Tracy. What I'm saying is a slave was not considered a citizen. Japanese, the people that were interred during World War II were U.S. citizens.
So South Carolina, when do they go back and pay for? When do they go back and pay for the free labor they got? And you just say it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Can I interject something? The thing is, South Carolina, why would you overlook I'm a citizen, but then you're going to create laws and you're going to run me off of my land, my wealth, and everything out of a lot of Midwest and a lot of places where black people don't live now. They were ran out of there historically, and that was done and facilitated through the government. And you're saying just ignore that, right? There's no reparations for the government doing what they did against black people. And this is documented.
Listen, if they took the land, then they need to pay for the land. That's not a problem. That's a simple legal issue.
South Carolina. South Carolina, do you realize how much land was taken from black people? Can you say Kiowa Island?
I know about Kiowa Island. I know about Johns Island. I know about Frogmore. All down in the state, all down on the coast of South Carolina, Outer Banks of North Carolina. Georgia.
Let's just start with them. They ain't got paid yet.
A lot of them have gotten paid. Particularly in South Carolina.
My relatives in South Carolina, they took 100 acres off of, never got a doggone thing.
You don't get paid for
There were a bunch of them down at Hilton Head that got paid.
Kiowa never
got
paid.
They got paid.
Kiowa Island never got paid.
That's being litigated in the courts.
But again, reparations, and this is where Alabama and I totally differ. Reparations is deserved and should be given, along with an apology to anyone who is of African American descent who was a part of the slaves, just because of the atrocity of slavery in America. We know that slavery is not new in the globe, and it didn't start with Americans. But the atrocity and the heinousness of the slavery of America has outshines any other slavery in the history of slavery. But let me say this. I've always said it's not about giving a person, sending a check out to people. I don't think that that's how you resolve this problem.
But I'm tired of them putting social programming in the black community that is not beneficial to the welfare of the community that it's supposed to serve.
And calling it reparations.
And you can call it reparations. You can call it social program. Head Start is a bad program. Welfare is a bad program. You know, all these work programs, they're bad programs because more people get paid on the top than actually the people that need it at the bottom. But reparations should be a way that you can actually level out the playing field for those persons who desire to work for the equality of America. And we will not do that because the people at the top really don't want the people at the bottom to ever grow up and be equal. That's called progressivism. We talk about it all the time. They would rather send out checks for reparations than to actually give you the information to do with the wealth that you get.
But Tracy,
because they need your money. And when Alan, we've talked about this ad nauseum, there are more fish to fry because I don't think it will ever happen. And the way things are right now, I can't blame anybody for not bringing it up. Because anybody who is as ignorant as people are today, including in the African American community, who will stand up for the President of the United States no matter what he does because of the color of his skin, and no matter what he does not do for you or what he does for you and doesn't do for you, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves for not thinking for ourselves.
Well,
and that's
Tracy, I don't think they need our money. I don't think they need our money. They need our minds more. And that's what they're doing, indoctrinating us for years.
But for what you just said was just ludicrous. We do deserve to be compensated because of overcoming all of the history. Because if you don't think you are not still classified as an N-word in a lot of people's mind when it comes to elevation, you have another thought coming because we're not in a post-racial society. And I don't care where you go in America. I know you don't care, you should care about your grandchildren.
Well, here's the thing.
I do care about my grandchildren.
And your grandchildren should have a better way than you do. And right now, the way things are, because we are not in a post-racial society, racism is still alive and well, and it's still very, very deep. And we haven't gotten past it. So we need to take our head out of the sand and out of the clouds and say you can overcome and you can become something. Just because there's a black man in the White House does not mean there is not a poor man in the outhouse. And he's there not because he didn't work hard, but the rules were not made for him.
But, Tracy, reparations mean you're no longer a victim. You're no longer weak. You're no longer someone I can talk to in a subservient position because you own and control something.
No,
okay.
Because they're never going to give you that freedom.
Well, I'm saying however you get it, they won't be able to do that. That was a principle I was trying to bring out. However you obtain that goal, when you get to that point, they can't talk to you. When they come in your establishment working for you, they can't look at you like that.
Listen, what I'm saying, until we grow up as African Americans, until we grow up and not be the victim, our problem is not what they think about us, is what we think about us. And we still have a victim mentality. That's the problem. The problem is us. Reparations is not going to do anything but magnify a bigger problem. But until we actually have respect for ourselves, we lose. We still think they're victims. I'm not a victim, even though I know that racism is still alive. But you no longer have power over me by what you think. That's where the problem is.
Here's something else. Your friend Diva, you can call her up, said that she wished that we would quit thinking that everybody is stupid if they can't think for themselves because they disagree politically, shaking her head. Well, I'm shaking my head because, let me put it like this, it's not about disagreeing politically. It's about disagreeing with common sense. It's about disagreeing with the truth. You see yourself struggling. You see what's going on. Look, they owe reparations because of one thing. It's not political. See, I almost said something else. It's not political. This is forget politics. Think. If you could hold your little mind together enough to not think about politics for a second and listen to what somebody's saying, you would grab what we're saying. Whether you agreed with it or not, you'd understand it. Because I'm looking at my people, poorest minority in America, voting a certain way every time, and each time, what do they get? They still get to be the poorest.
Let me say this, and I'm going to let everybody else in, and I'm going to call coming in. Let me say this. You can be a Democrat if you are a Democrat. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong.
If that's what you believe and that's what you stand for, that's fine. But you have to be honest with me and tell me that all black people are not monolithic, except for politics. It doesn't work that way. Every social economic status of America that African Americans face, we all come together as one party politically. That doesn't make sense. And yet, no matter what they do to you and or don't do for you, you still stand by them and you will not criticize what they do. Because we've been bamboozled and we've been brainwashed into thinking that people love us, and they don't.
I think y'all are disingenuous, very disingenuous. You say one thing on one hand, but you'll have a person coming in making an intelligent, pointed argument. They'll tell you why they vote the way they do or why most people think the way they think, and you guys still shut them down. You don't have any real recourse to gain an understanding of why someone thinks different than you, why they vote differently than you. It seems like I want to believe that you care, but then some of the stuff that comes out, it makes me feel like you really don't care. You just want somebody to vote how you vote and think how you
Diva.
Think.
Diva, hold on. Wait a minute, hold on. This is between me and Diva. Diva, Youngstown City Schools, you're a product of them, am I correct?
Correct.
City Council, you used to live here, am I correct?
Correct.
Mahoning County, you lived in the county, am I correct?
Correct.
We overwhelmingly vote for people who go to jail, am I correct?
You are correct.
We vote for people who are under indictment, am I correct?
You're correct.
We put people in office who do not do anything for our community, am I correct?
You're correct.
We vote for school board members who have no interest in the school board and or the children inside the buildings. Am I correct?
I can't really say that.
Okay. But right now, if you look at the lineup of where the two bottom schools are in the state of Ohio, Youngstown and Warren fall at the bottom. Am I correct?
I believe so.
Okay.
I have to double check.
So now let's look at this. We always vote Democrat in Mahoning County. Am I correct?
You are correct.
We will not vote for a Republican, am I correct?
I can't really say that. We just have not had the right Republican.
No, Diva. No. We always elect Democrats in Mahoning County, am I correct? Because I can actually give you dates that we haven't had. Am I correct?
Yes.
Am I correct?
We have always elected Democrats, yes.
Am I correct?
Tell me this. Hold on. And tell me this. Why is it the quality of our life in our community not looking like others?
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
All those questions that you ask me go to a red district where poverty is rampant. I can take you to Pataskala, Ohio, which is not too far from me, very conservative district, and you're having the same issues that you pointed out in Youngstown.
And what is the problem, Diva? Diva, what is the problem? What is the problem?
I can tell you what the problem is.
No. What is the political problem that's going on there, Diva?
It's a conservative district.
No. What's the political problem going on there? What's the political problem going on there, Diva?
What do you mean?
Let me say it this way. The problem with the conservative district you're telling me about and the problem that I'm telling you about in Youngstown is the same.
Okay.
So, I've never told you to vote Republican, and I've never asked you to become one. What I'm saying is we do not vote in our best interest. See, you don't vote for party. There are some Republicans, and I don't care who they are, I'm not going to come out and support them.
It's just that simple.
Absolutely.
And I will tell them, I'm sorry, I can't support you.
And there are Democrats that I will not support, but when I do support
but
someone,
Diva,
I support
but
someone.
Diva,
doesn't make
but that
me,
is not what we...
Oh,
that's
that does
not, what
not
we,
make me blind, and that does not make me supporting President Obama.
Yes, Diva. But Diva, the majority of people that are of color, African Americans, when they go to the polls, you know what they told me when I ran for office, Tracy? I'd vote for you, but I just can't vote for a Republican.
Yeah, I've told you that myself. I think
so
I mentioned
what?
That Friday, yesterday.
Guess what, Diva? You get what you get. Because so, that's just insanity.
But do you not understand that most people feel, especially in Youngstown, they feel that getting a Republican will be even 10 times worse than what they're getting?
The question is, Diva, you know me. You're not voting for my party. You know me. You call me on the phone.
I know you.
Ask me to, no. These people ask me to get them a job.
Oh.
And they tell me, Tracy,
I
didn't vote for you because I just couldn't vote for a Republican.
Thank you for saying that part of it, especially. Let me ask
me to help them out. When their kids get picked up, when they go to prison, when they get called in the middle of the night, all those kinds of things. People call and say, "Listen, can you help me out?" And they can't.
Can you get me some of that Republican money while I'm running for office?
Absolutely.
But here's the thing: how would they ever know that the Republican is going to be 10 times worse?
Oh, the Democrats told them.
Yeah, that's the only way that they know, because they've never experienced it. This is what makes this so crazy.
So, Diva, so when we talk about reparations.
On a local level, they've never experienced a Republican administration. But as far as statewide and national.
Yes, they have.
I mean, they've.
Yes, they have.
Most of the people in my generation before, we've never experienced a Republican administration in Youngstown.
No, they've never experienced either one, because the people that are in office don't care about them.
They sure don't. And they're still the last one.
You're not going to get an argument out of there, and most of the people that I talk to, they'll tell you neither one cares about the other.
So the question is, I'm just talking about locally, Diva. Well, I'm talking about locally, and this is what comes up. Your state rep, you got a state rep, and you know they're not going to do anything for you. And what do? You allow them to put cutters in the race to make sure that they get the people that they want to get in to keep people that look like you out.
But where are the prejudice ones, Tracy?
Statewide, you've never had an African-American elected statewide as a Democrat. And every time there is one, you don't support them. And then when they put people up, they put Manny Moe and Jack up.
They had one good, two good.
They've had a couple of them, but Nina Turner's wacky. Y'all can't vote for her. I can't even tell you, keep quiet on that.
I can't tell you how many Democrats told me that they can't vote for her.
She don't know what she's doing.
Who?
Nina Turner.
Oh. I mean, well, that's
you going to vote for her.
Though.
You going to vote for her.
How do you know?
I know you.
No,
I'm
you
talking
don't.
To you enough.
I mean,
no.
If you just going to vote with my, since I've called into this show, I've been telling you if I don't support a Democrat, I will not vote for him. Will I vote for a Republican instead? No. But I will not vote
for
someone I can't support.
Which once again, guess what? Those Democrats don't do that at all. Guess what they do?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah,
if Diva is saying she won't vote for a Republican, can we go to the Republican National Committee's website, read it off, and I want to hear, because it's almost like she has an ideological problem. So I want to see what is the ideological problem where it's almost like she'll vote for somebody that say, hey, if a baby survive out the womb, kill it. She'll vote for somebody like that. What have the Republicans, that's what I want to hear.
As a Christian, we'll vote for that. As a Christian, we'll vote for that.
Oh,
that's the clincher. God is not freaking, okay?
Jeff. Hold on, guys.
Jeff, are we really going to go again with abortion again, Jeff? Really? Jeff didn't bring that up.
Yeah,
you did. I listened to you perfectly.
No.
You were having a great conversation.
Jeff didn't bring that
but
up.
You had
Alabama.
To bring the abortion
Stanley,
thing.
Stanley. Alabama brought that up. Jeff didn't bring that up.
Thank you.
No, Alabama brought
it
up.
He didn't bring it up, too. Alabama and Jeff, why are you both bringing abortion? Abortion is legal in this country. Okay. Once again, it's not an evil thing. It's
hold
not
on.
This and that. It's a perfect.
Hold on, Stanley. Stanley.
It's
Stanley.
Legal.
Stanley. Okay. Let's say you're right. If a baby survives out of the womb and is living, to leave it in a trash can for 2 and 3 days till it dies, that might be murder. That's a little different. Even by your standards, that shouldn't be, because it's just a glob of blood to you. But if it's walking and talking, making noises and crying, starving to death in a trash can, that's a little different. I'm sorry.
Alabama, can I please say something here? First of all, I don't care how legal it is to murder, to commit adultery, to commit fornication, commit all of these things. To a Christian, it is not legal. Sorry. God holds you responsible.
I'm sorry to say to you, Jeff, there's many Christians who do all those things.
You know what? No, no.
And they still go to the church.
Local call, your mic is on.
Hey, good morning, Tracy.
Hold on. Good morning.
You know what? The 13th Amendment says that any type of involuntary servitude is slavery. And if that's what the 13th Constitutional Amendment says, then that's what I'm going to enforce myself, regardless of who say what. If I turn on my TV, if I hear the word also in any candidate's mouth, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or whatever, I'm not going to vote for him. That's all I got to say.
All right, thanks.
My point is,
The fear is that Republicans are going to take away food stamps, welfare, Head Start. They're going to put y'all back in chains, and people buy right into it.
Well, and all of that, but my point was only that people that call themselves one thing should not call themselves that when they don't adhere to those rules. If you have two separate rules, one for your life and then one for your church, you are not what you say you are.
This is the issue.
Plain and simple.
Really?
The Bible says that.
Listen, if you believe it, Diva.
Wow.
I'm telling you guys now, I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning, and I'm tired, and I got a long way to go. We will not, for the next 20 minutes, talk on top of people. I mean that. No,
well,
we can't do it one at a time. Go ahead. Somebody talk, but then we go ahead, Jeff.
I was gonna just say the Bible says just, if you don't keep my commandments.
Go ahead, Diva. First, I'll talk.
Yes, Stanley, you don't run nothing here.
Hold on. Go ahead, Jeff.
if he says if you don't keep my commandments, you are none of mine. So when you have two different standards for how you're going to conduct yourself, did nobody say you couldn't sin? But when you take it in your mind to willfully stand for something that God says is absolutely wrong, you don't belong to him.
Listen. That's biblical.
You are,
but you, hold on. Diva, listen, if you want to go out and kill kids, that's your business between you and your God. Deal with it. You can call whatever. That's what you do. But this is my issue. My problem is, don't come back and tell me that you killed a kid and it was for his own good. And what's wrong with our politics is we go out and kill the kid and then say it was for your own good. And that's not true. And you can't tell me that every time they beat you, you come back and say, well, you know, it really didn't hurt that bad. You know, it's like battered wife syndrome. And see, my problem is at least I can tell you that the Republicans do certain things. You guys stand in lockstep with this. You don't care.
Okay, whatever. I mean,
if the shoe does not fit you, then don't wear it. I'm not talking to you personally. So if it fits, put it on and rock it hard. But if not, it ain't talking about you. But you cannot tell me. 98% voted for the President of the United States of America, overwhelmingly, twice, and had the highest unemployment numbers in the world. And you still are not getting anything for your vote, and you're not asking anything for your vote, and he's getting ready to sell you down the river, and you don't care? Because you're going to blame a Republican? Hello?
energy rates.
Any time a man goes and gives away five of these detainees who are going to come back here and do whatever they can to try to rock your world for revenge, because they are very vengeful people, for one person who walks across and walks, and you say, it's okay, that's my boo. Y'all are crazy.
And your energy rates are going to go skyrocket.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't worry about the energy rates,
though,
Eric, because we got government programs that's going to pay for it.
You know what, though, Tracy, she just quoted, judge not. It's almost like that's the only part of the Bible people know. Like, and it's what scares me, because I can live like hell Monday through Sunday, and then I got this judge not card. Then you wonder why all Christians get called hypocrites. The church looks bad. If I was an atheist, I would look at you and laugh. For you to say judge not, I thought we were supposed to have some type of standard. I guess not.
Excuse me. No, your judgment is supposed to come out of righteousness, not your personal feelings of how somebody votes just because they vote.
No.
Personal feelings. What I'm saying is you can't condone murder.
No,
that's a good Samaritan. You being a good Samaritan.
Hold on. What did I just say?
I was the one talking
first. It does matter to me. Didn't I just say you're not talking on top of people?
I was the one talking first. I was the one who got crossed over.
Then I tell you what. I'll tell you what, I'll call you in and we won't have the problem. Go ahead, Eric.
I'll tell you what, how about I just get off the line, y'all have y'all little conversation, y'all have a nice day. Goodbye.
Well, that's one down. Go ahead, Eric.
I mean, that's the worst thing that happened to this country is when we decided to say, don't judge me. Because some things need to be judged.
Bible says judge all things.
Why you got to judge me? Why you got to judge me? I should be able to walk down the street, go and buck neck it, screw in the middle of the marketplace, and then call it, you know, walking down the street and nobody say anything. I don't know what's wrong with anybody.
They'll still vote for you. Yeah. You're a Democrat. You do that.
I mean, it's like, I got tattoos on my neck. I can't get a job, but don't judge me, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is, you know, when you get somebody that leaves because of that
leaves what?
She has to leave what just happened. When you call somebody on their foolishness, then they have to answer for it. And
wow. So, Jack, go ahead, Tracy.
And I'm not done. I said, when you call somebody, you don't call yourself a Christian, Stanley. I can't hold you to that standard.
But can I please, Stanley, go ahead. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back.
Challenge is in there.
Anyways, Christian, man, you people, you make me laugh, man. You pick and choose what you think is Christian. You pick and choose what you want to say in the Bible. Also, you're laughable. Who's making all that noise? Alabama?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
Dave, I wasn't even trying to come at you, bro. I mean, I understand you don't agree with that, but all I'm saying is I think I agree with you, and so basically agreeing with you, I think you can't pick and choose. I don't think, but I'm not going to sit up here and say God is okay with if I do something. I'm not going to say that, but I just have a problem with just call it what it is, though. Like, don't just, if a girl have 5 and 6 kids by 5 or 6 baby daddies, and she up in church talking about don't judge me, I got a problem with that. Baby,
that's what
I'm got
saying.
Some bad habits. I agree with
I'm
that.
Saying,
I'm sorry. We need to hold these women to standards. I'm sorry. Tyler Perry can make all the movies he wants to. That's not right. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I mean, just call it what
sorry.
It is.
You're right. You're not a queen. You are not a queen. That is not what a queen does.
But I'm sorry, Alabama. All that thing of standard doesn't exist anymore when it comes to men and women. Women have all the standard they could use on men, but men shouldn't have any standard.
Well, the problem I have is that we as men don't have standards. I think we'll take a fat chick out of shape and call her thick.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll take, a woman, I don't care how educated she is. I had a situation yesterday. I called this girl. I was upset. She educated, got, you know, real good, don't have no kids. She came to the defense of the hood rat.
She did. I was up there complaining about this hood rat at this place, had a funky attitude. I called up. I was upset. Well, you don't know her situation. I'm not going to take up for no dusty thug with his pants hanging off his butt.
I agree.
So why is it that women feel like they got to take up for the most ratchet common denominator? And I just...
Because we live in a society that, I'm sorry, you live in a society that as men, if we say something against women that is true, you're going to get shot. You could have come from
fashion, that's because you got a lot of
from
you got
having,
a lot of
from having a lot of BBs, from anything. It has nothing to do with this. I'm sorry. I had a huge argument with my girlfriend because of the weight thing again.
Man, I bet you, see, you the guy going to hold her to standards. I bet she can go get 50 guys trying to get at her, no matter how big she gets.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And then I'm like, and she came to me and just said, can you accept me the way I am right now, no matter if I decide to.
See, Ricky Lake started that. Ricky Lake started that in the 90s with all that.
And I was like, wait. And I came back to her and said, okay, can I accept you the way you are right now, whatever that, okay? Can you accept me having no job, no money, no nothing, no laws and everything, and basically standing on my butt and having no money? Can you accept that?
Well, that's part of being a man, though, Stanley. You got to be a man. You ain't no man if you ain't got your money.
Exactly. So what's part of being a woman? Part of being a woman is if you can't even take care of your own temple, what does it tell you about you?
Tell them a lot.
Exactly. So I'm like, I could bring that standard to you. You have standard. I told her you have standard as a woman. You expect me to either work or find a job or do an enterprise or find a way to make money. I have expectation for you, and you're making it sound like I should have no expectations for you because you're just a woman. Because you have your girlfriend saying, girl, you should accept you for who you are, girl. You should be lucky to have a guy. I'm like...
But as a Christian, that's why I'm trying to hold people to standard. I feel like the church, a lot of these churches don't hold people to standard.
Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600, the number is 347-945-5229. We're about 48 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, and we are heading up to the end of the day. I'm going to Rotary, and I've just about had it with you guys because you guys are just off the chain. 269, your mic is on. I'm sorry, 267.
Yeah, you know, you were discussing the situation with the exchange of the Taliban with the American soldier, but I think it's a situation where this guy was able to defect and he saw something secret happening in the Taliban camp, and then the government is trying to get him back to try to debrief him to find out what he saw.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why did they trade 5 guys for 1 guy?
Because evidently the information that he has is very top secret. He may have the location of the number 2 person that's in, you know, a terrorist organization. Like if you're talking about an organization like Al-Qaeda, he may know the number 2 in Al-Qaeda. So they want to debrief him to find out if he's seen the movements.
That'd be a
whole lot of people. But why are they trying to stop the Taliban? Why are they still trying to stop the Taliban when they already overthrew the government, got bin Laden, got rid of Saddam Hussein? Why are we still trying to stop the Taliban? That's a government, not the Al-Qaeda. They talking about Taliban. They really Taliban people.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Taliban is a part of both Pakistan and Afghanistan, and once the U.S. Military leaves Afghanistan, the Taliban is going to go back in from Pakistan back into Afghanistan. It's
so
going to go back to the way it was.
Why do we care?
Why didn't he notify Congress?
The reason why he didn't notify Congress because we've invested a lot of money in building the infrastructure of Afghanistan. So that's the reason why he didn't notify Congress.
What?
I said the U.S. military has invested a lot of money in Afghanistan, and the U.S. government has invested in the infrastructure.
So that's why he didn't notify our own Congress? Because he was concerned that what? They would take their money back?
He was concerned about the amount of investment that the U.S. government has made in that country.
So what does that mean?
No, he knew that the Congress would ask him, are you nuts?
She's concerned about the drugs.
Oh.
Well, the drugs are probably an aside that someone from the military has developed a pipeline with probably a drug cartel in Mexico, and they're packaging the drugs and shipping the drugs from Afghanistan to Mexico, and then you have Mexican people who are couriers who are moving the drugs up the East Coast.
So
that's why heroin's taking off.
You're right. That's right now the entire state of Vermont is practically hooked on heroin. Heroin is at epidemic levels in the Northeast.
So my question was this a drug deal gone bad?
It's probably a combination of a lot of things: a drug deal, a deal in terms of infrastructure, a deal in terms of building a pipeline, an oil pipeline across the Middle East, going through Afghanistan.
I gotta go. I gotta let a Minty in. Hold on. Hi, Minty. How you doing, darling? A Minty, your mic is on. I don't hear them screaming kids.
Jeez.
She just called in. Because I want to know what happened to the people that stabbed the people in the elevator.
Nothing. What do you mean what happened?
I need to know if they found him. We don't know who stabbed the kids in the elevator yesterday. And it'd definitely be better than Philadelphia. Here's now what's going on in the Middle East. I'm trying to woosaw and keep my cool, and he came up with something crazy.
This is literally.
How did I come up with something crazy?
That man, that's what you said was the craziest thing I've heard in a while.
That's
not crazy.
Yeah, it is absolutely insane.
That was insane. That was crazy.
Because you know what? All he had to do was then go to the intelligence committee and tell them that this is what we're concerned about, and they would not have had a problem with it.
Minty, your mic is on. Your mic is on.
Yeah, Tracy, to add to what I was saying, as far as involuntary servitude, the only time they can make you serve that is if they punish you for a crime or if you have been a fellow convict. I've never been arrested for anything, and I'm not a convict, you know what I'm saying? So trying to make me commit the act of involuntary servitude is just ridiculous.
Well, you're right. That's just crazy. Listen,
it's
you're right.
Crazy.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to keep on resisting that because, you know,
and
I'm just not a criminal, and people wonder why I get upset when you're doing everything right, and all of a sudden, you know, they just jump up and say, you got to do this, and it begins to mess up your life. You should get mad like that.
I'm with you.
You know, I mean, I'm just not going to sit back and be calm while everybody just pounce on me like that, and I never.
Hey, listen, I got to go.
Done anything wrong in the first
place. Hey, I got to go. I thank you.
Okay.
I want everybody to don't drink no water today. No Kool-Aid, no water at all.
Well,
because the water, we heard Minty's children, but we don't know where Minty went. I tried to call her up. Listen, I want to thank everybody for listening in. Don't forget about on Saturday at the Lloyd McCoy over on Niles Road in Warren. Go over there and it's a wonderful. It's not a clinic. It is a medical facility that works as a to solve medical problems for people who may not have the full funding of insurance. And even if you have insurance, if you have co-pays, it's affordable health care for you here in the Mahoning Valley. And if you're over here in Youngstown, if you go to One Health Ohio, it's or the Youngstown Community, Youngstown Health Center, which is right next to Earthland on Wick Avenue, they're all a part of the same venue. Eric.
Yeah.
Eric, why does your phone always have a feedback?
I have no idea.
You know that's why I have to put you on mute, because you won't be saying anything, and I know you feel like I'm – but I get a feedback from your phone.
If he goes to speaker, it's going to feedback.
He's on the speaker.
That's somebody else right now. I don't know if that's him.
That's Eric.
The TV on in the background? That's what it is.
Eric, you can't be watching television and talking to us at the same time.
No.
It comes across the air.
Oh, that ain't that's not him with the TV. Though.
Is that a Minty?
No, that's him. That's the feedback. It's him.
That doesn't make sense.
That's what I'm saying. His phone, I think, I don't know what it is.
Hey, Friday, we'll talk about the local wizard, the Wiz.
Oh, the play?
Yeah. It was a very good play.
Did you go?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Carla, was that Carla Gibson's?
Carla Gibson's
debut?
I don't know if it's her debut. She does tons of stuff at the playoffs.
Okay.
I don't know whether she's ever, you know,
it's not for her, you know,
directed
her first time.
It before, but just as a director.
Is it still going on?
Yes, it's going on another weekend this weekend.
Okay.
Vindicator didn't give it much, you know, of a thing, but I think a lot of things on there were well done. You're talking about community theater. We're not talking, this is not Broadway. And so everybody in the play is not going to be Broadway level. You know what I'm saying?
So if they're like me, oh, cool, they're good.
Well, I mean, they did a good job.
That's what I said. They're good.
Yeah.
They're like me. That's what I said. You don't be listening.
They did a good job. I think they did a wonderful job with that. And,
I think we're the oldest community theater in the country.
Could be.
Still running?
Could be.
Longest
running.
Longest running or something like that. Because what we fail to realize about the Mahoning Valley is we have a lot of treasures here because of, if you think New York is big now, Youngstown, Ohio was like New York in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and the early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
You could not find a better city for life, entertainment, and culture than Youngstown, Ohio. Well, Jeff, the day is done.
I guess.
Here's your folder, because you're going to ask me for it tomorrow, and I'm going to tell you I didn't find it. Tomorrow, Six and I will be here. See what I'm saying? That's Eric. That's Eric.
I don't know what that
That's
is.
That's Eric. And when I mute him, it goes away. Thank you guys for chiming in. Stanley, you doing okay today? He's gone. Hey, God bless everyone. Have a good afternoon, and we'll see you back here on tomorrow.
Sorry, Tracy.
Offense to you, don't waste your time. Here's why, because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel
I'm believing the good of all mankind.
This is Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from 9 a.m. to noon on News Talk 600. Visit our website for more info about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C.
Yeah.
Anybody there? Everybody go?
Hello?